Thank you. Jim, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. It's Jim Dell, Senior Risk Meteorologist with British Weather Services. Now, John Holmes is here waiting to take you through the next week or so. Oh, no, I meant hour or so.
I like that your bank holiday notion of time has gone much like everyone else's as well. Week,
who are we?
Hour.
Who are we? Why are we here?
It all blends into one another, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How are you, Penny?
I'm very well and pleased to see you. What on a bank holiday Monday. I'm quite surprised how many people have pressing on. Bank holiday Monday,
exactly.
Press on.
Yeah, exactly. Let's, you know, we're not shirkers like that Hartley Brewer woman.
Who?
Who? What?
Who her? Right, so what's on your
Well, there'll
show
be
today?
Some stuff that, you know, mm-hmm. there'll be stuff that happens. There's
extra stuff.
Yeah, more stuff, bank holiday stuff. There's a lonely lunch person. Someone having lunch alone will have their day improved.
Busker?
Improved. There won't be a busker today. It's a Friday thing. No live music today. But there'll be a diversity paper review. There'll be a mystery object quiz. I'll be holding up an object in front of the microphone. Mm-hmm. Just have to identify mm-hmm. it. So that'll be mm-hmm. happening at some point. Lazy PR.
Yeah, the usual sort of thing, usual nonsense.
Yeah, but you know, we're here, we're holding the fort. We're waving the flag and holding the fort.
Now, just very briefly, because obviously I've got to get to the news.
Yes.
Talking about superpowers, accidental superpowers. Do you have an accidental superpower?
An accidental superpower?
Well, I'm just thinking about I can always bump into a piece of furniture that's been bumped into forever. You've only got 10 seconds to say it.
Invisibility.
That's not true. It's not accidental. Thank you very much for listening. John Holmes is next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, have tricks up its sleeve like advanced park assist, buy xenon headlights, come with a year's free insurance and be yours to drive for just $169 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Limited Edition 1.4i 75PS 3-door with a year's free insurance for just $169 a month over 35 months with $2,704 advance rental. To find out more, search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire, excess miles of contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 7 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Insurance underwritten by GS Insurance Limited. First year free insurance, 21 to 75-year-olds. License held minimum 1 year. 18 to 20s, contact your local retailer. T's and C's apply, offer ends 30th June.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered.
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, two British men have been charged with immigration offences after 18 Albanians were rescued from a sinking inflatable boat in the English Channel. The pair are due in court later. Well, since yesterday's rescue, there have been concerns about how well the British coastline is patrolled. Conservative MP Damian Collins represents Dymchurch in Kent, where the boat began to sink.
Last summer, there was a big crisis with people trying to break into the port of Calais and to the Channel Tunnel. I think what we have to monitor now is, are people now trying more desperate measures, like trying to cross the sea, which is incredibly dangerous, and therefore we need to be alert to an increased risk there.
David Cameron and Sadiq Khan have formed an unlikely political alliance to support the UK staying in the EU. The Conservative Prime Minister and the new Labour Mayor of London put aside their differences to reveal a guarantee card outlining the benefits of remaining. They shared a stage after the Tories were criticised for dirty tactics during the mayoral election campaign. Sadiq Khan says the EU debate is more important than all of that.
The most important thing is for me as the Mayor of London to do what I think is right for our city and for Londoners. And look, David Cameron, the Prime Minister, and I will disagree on many issues, but we agree that the EU referendum is so important.
Five people have been arrested after missiles were thrown at police during violence following this year's Luton Carnival. Officers used batons to break up fights in the town centre. There are calls for the government to scrap its planned sugar tax over claims it's got nothing to do with how much of it is in drinks. The Taxpayers Alliance found that some shop-bought coffees, have more sugar than fizzy drinks, but they aren't included in the levy. England's cricketers are facing stubborn Sri Lankan resistance as they try to wrap up the second test and series on day four at Chesterley Street. A short time ago, the tourists were on 394 for six, having been forced to follow on. They're trailing by three runs. And torrential rain means Jamie Murray will have to wait a little longer to play his mixed doubles quarter final at the French Open tennis. Rain has stopped play for the day. That's the latest. I'm Chris Giles.
Talk Radio.
What makes a car not just beautiful, but beautifully made? Is it the engineering? The precision finish? Or is it the way it makes you feel? The beautifully made May event is now on. Test drive any new SEAT before the 31st of May and get an extra £500 off on top of any existing offers. Visit seat.co.uk to find out more. Offer applies to orders taken by May 31st, 2016 and registered by September 30th, 2016. T's and C's apply.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's Talk Radio. In the aforementioned afternoon, I am, to all intents and purposes, an up-and-coming black actor. And this is industry that is going to crush itself. What did they cock up?
They'd wrote to the wrong address.
So what's the plan? Asbestos is gone. And on the telephone balancing unit line, my 4-year-old and 6-year-old.
I got a speeding ticket.
So well done him.
33 in the 30 zone.
And it's token nods to ethnicity. Asprod Cass, who is a man, restores one's faith in the system. There's now a modern email address.
Ach, hallo, wie ist der? Was? Ich bin eigentlich nur ein paar Kilometer von dir entfernt, aber auch egal.
Yes, you're right.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, welcome along. It is 3 minutes past 1 o'clock. You join us on a bank holiday Monday as we pull ourselves through it like a gorilla dragging a boy through the water at an American zoo. Except with a bit of luck, none of us will be shot dead. Welcome, I am John Holmes. And just as Top Gear returned to our screens last night and was disappointing, so we keep good broadcast company by promising you plenty of disappointing moments over the next 3 hours. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme and you're thinking, I wonder how I'm going to do that, allow me to elaborate. Well, here's what you can do while you're tutting at the typical UK bank holiday, underwhelming weather. We are on Twitter. You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah, text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
We're also on Snapdragon and Brexit and Goatsy and Mushroom Tube. Or if you'd like to make contact using a phone, try not to do it in the same way as Johnny Depp appears to have done. In the side of his wife's face. By the way, speaking of people hitting other people, and it seems okay to do that, right, to do a show. If you watched Top Gear last night, you'll know that it seems okay to do a show using the voice and intonation of Jeremy Clarkson, like Chris Evans did. I'm going to say this show this afternoon is going to be like that as well. And I might start presenting very much in the style of Jeremy Clarkson. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I am John Holmes, and I sympathise with the notion of punching a producer. I would punch my producer soon as look at her.
I will come in there and punch you in the face until you stop twitching.
Do it.
Move on.
She's not joking either. So then, shall we have a see of what's coming up on today's whatever the hell it is? Well, headline hijack. Slightly different today, but we'll explain that as we go along, given that the news appears to be coming from IRN, the national... the national...
International Regional News.
That, them, who supply news to loads of radio stations.
That was a guess.
Okay. We appear to be taking their feed, so it's going to be interesting how we do that. Anyway, headline hijack, make up a news story, 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
And then we fling open the ill-fitting plastic doors to the Tupperware Hall of Despair that is the Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone this bank holiday, come the hell in. The soup is solitude flavour. We'll be your friend. We'll be able to chit and chat about whatever you like. Lunch alone no longer. Get in touch. Get on the list. Lonely Lunch at Talk Radio. .co.uk. Work experience punditry for the bank holiday as well. That will be, is it Samir today?
Samir,
surname Test, comes to discuss the weekend television and some television and other bits of television later on as well. Foreign news from our foreign correspondent today. That happens on a Monday. A week's worth of lazy PR. The news in haikus. What the people think, we go out onto the streets. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that. And to find out what the people on the streets do think. Today, do they think gammon or helmets? There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. As it's a bank holiday, I'm going to tell you already, it's going to be one of the best ones we've had from the last 3 months. Partly because people have asked to hear it again, but mostly because we're lazy. We've also been out onto the streets again to ask drunk people their opinion on the news. There's the return of Alco Vox Pops. Professor Stephen Hawking will be along to tell us an offensive joke. Plus, it's Magical Mystery Monday. I'll be holding up an object in front of the microphone. All you have to do is attempt to identify said object. There's also a diversity paper review. Today that will be with Mark, who is a brown one. Speaking of colours, Ginger Producer Dave, not producing. He's enjoying a nice, quiet bank holiday student at home. As broadcast, as you've already heard, is becoming increasingly violent and dangerous through the glass. Marta is on buttons.
Hello.
Hello. News. You see, Victoria's not here.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. She's off. Alex, who sometimes is Victoria, is off as well.
Dibble.
Because it's a bank holiday. Pardon?
Dibble.
If you like. And so we're supposed to be taking news from IRN.
International Regional News.
Yes. However, you probably just heard the news at 1 o'clock there.
Mm.
Bit dull.
Boring.
Right. So what we're going to do today is, just to prove how easy the news actually is, right, is the news throughout the show today and the weather and the sport will be on the hour where you expect it to be, but we're going to do it ourselves. Right? So it's bank holiday. Think of it as a replacement news service. Okay? So it's international replacement news.
Okay.
IRN. Right? Between us, we're going to do the news and the weather. Cass is going to do the sport, despite the fact she knows nothing about sport and, you know, has an accent that no one can understand. Right? So we are going to, that's what's going to happen today. We're going to prove how easy the news is with the Talk Radio Bank Holiday News Replacement Service. So that's still to come, which means you will get a headline hijack in it. So as mentioned earlier, you can get those to us. A small boy fell into the show as well, just as we came on air, and paid intern Cornelius sort of got hold of him, dragged him around a bit, sort of dragged him through the studio and everything else. So we're going to have Cornelius shot. It's Talk Radio in 2016, Con. You can't drag a boy around. It's not Radio 1 in the 1970s. Okay, it's 9 minutes past one. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio on the afternoon. Talk Radio, baby, afternoon, on a bank holiday. And as Talk Radio's head of music, I dictate that we start with some.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house,
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
And if I had $1 million, dollars
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
And if I had $1 million,
maybe we could put like a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
We go up there whenever we wanted to.
We could have like snacks and beverages.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a fur coat, but not a real fur coat, that's cruel. And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million,
I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
And if I had $1 million,
we'd take a limousine, cause it costs.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would.
Look, I like Kraft dinner. I think we'd eat more.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
And if I...
And that's the noise of Bare Naked Ladies. Ask me why I'm playing the Bare Naked Ladies on the radio. There are Bare Naked Ladies on the radio. On the radio. And you're listening to Tour Radio, and I'm John Holmes. It's a bank holiday afternoon.
If I had $1 million.
If I...
I'd be rich.
So ask me why I'm playing Bare Naked Ladies on the radio.
No. I don't see why I should have to. It's bank holiday. I don't know why I'm working.
That's a good point, actually. I don't know why I'm either. Julia Hartley Brewer couldn't be asked to show up, could she?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why we're here.
Penny Smith came in instead.
Yeah.
Did Paul Ross do his full set breakfast, or was he off?
Yeah, no, he was in.
Was he?
Yeah, but Sam's off.
So it's, at least some of us are professional around here.
I just can't be bothered to do any work.
You're getting time and a half, though, aren't you? So you should be working at least half more.
Yeah, but...
Half harder.
If you think about it, the less I work, the more money, the more value that money has. So, you know, if I do no work, really, I'm getting, you know, 3 times the pay.
That's a good point. Well, normally you do very little work.
Yeah, so...
It's going to be an interesting show, isn't it? Ask me when I was playing. Because they got $1 million on Time and a Half.
Yeah.
If I had $1 million, that was called by Bare Naked Ladies.
Why are you playing it?
Because of Sticky.
What?
Because of Sticky.
What's Sticky?
Sticky. Sticky banknotes. I say to you.
Can you elaborate?
That's what your bedroom would be full of if banknotes were tissues. I will elaborate, yes. And I would elaborate like this. Britain's new plastic banknotes are prone to sticking together. You know, they've reissued the £5 note.
Mm.
And they're made of a sort of plastic rather than the paper. And they can stick together in your wallet, which means that, and this is just such a non-story, shoppers are at risk of handing over 2 at once because they could get stuck together, you know, if you're stupid and don't check. So it's emerged that the polymer coating on the freshly made notes can affix, this is a big story by the way, can affix to each other, proving irritating for people who end up paying twice while settling cash bills. And of course they've replaced, it's very controversial actually, they've replaced, they've relaunched the £5 note.
Mm.
They've replaced the old person on it, which was Elizabeth Fry, the great social reformer and prison reformer Elizabeth Fry, with Sir Winston Churchill. And what's happened, of course, in all the reviews of it this morning, people have said, well, this was an excellent opportunity to to revamp the £5 note completely. Mm. Because the old, it was a tired format, the old bank note, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they said, used to it and bored of it.
Well, exactly. But so this was a great opportunity. And there's been a lot of hype about it, of course. A lot of people saying, you know, when Elizabeth Fry, the social reform Elizabeth Fry from the old £5 note, punched her producer. And they've replaced it with William Churchill. William Churchill did was sort of really copy the mannerisms of Elizabeth Fry. And people are saying it was just a sort of pale imitation of the original £5 note.
Mm.
So, along with every other media outlet, what we're going to do today is have a reporter down at the set where they make the new £5 note to find out what people have been saying about it, what people are thinking about it, the reviews of the £5 note.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that next. But it's you, so you have to go and pretend to be a reporter.
What do you mean, pretend?
Just get out.
Okay.
On the phone or something. And we'll treat it like it's a news thing.
I'll ring it in.
I usually do. 16 minutes past one. We'll be back with our reporter. Go out the door. Live from the set of the new £5 note that everyone says is just a tired copy of the original. Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late night coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? So it's Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Glasgow, the westbound M8 is queuing heavily towards junction 16 for Craighall. It was after an accident. The restrictions have lifted, but the queues remain. Through Askin in South Yorkshire Marketplace, the A19 is closed at Station Road after an accident. And busy in Warwickshire on the southbound M40 between 16 at Henley and junction 15 at Warwick. That follows on from a collision there. The southbound M11 in Essex is also queuing towards junction 7 at Harlow after an accident. All lanes have reopened. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's time, isn't it, on the bank holiday afternoon. And if you were listening there, you'll be of the knowledge that we are talking about the new £5 note, which of course has been launched, and people are saying it was a... just disappointing. It followed very much followed the format of the old £5 note, which was slightly tired. It could have taken the opportunity to, the Bank of England could have changed it, but instead they just changed the face of it, really. I mean, it was Elizabeth Fry, the great social reformer. They have replaced it with Winston Churchill, the former Prime Minister, of course, who won the war. But many people are saying that he just really wasn't himself. He was a bit nervous and he just overplayed it. And he started to sort of talk in the intonation of the reformer Elizabeth Fry as he was sort of stepping in to replace her. And this is, of course, after she famously punched a producer and got fired from the £5 note. But it's on the line. We're going to talk to our reporter who's down at the set at the Bank of England where they make the new £5 note. On the line is our reporter. Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hello, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much for joining us on the line.
Hi, John. I'm here at the set of the £5 note.
Yes.
The brand new £5 note.
Oh, hang on, hang on.
Slightly different location.
Hang on, yeah. Hang on, Con. I've just remembered.
What?
We normally do the reactions off the back of the adverts.
Okay.
So, and you're out there now pretending to be on the set of the £5 note. Can you come back in? We'll do the reactions and then we'll do this.
Okay.
Just come in there.
Let me just run back into the studio.
It's fine. Just run this.
But I'll leave my phone out here.
Yeah. All right. It's fine. So, because when this goes out on the radio, we'll just edit it out.
Okay, fine. So reactions.
Hang on, I'll set it up.
Right, let me get my computer up. Okay, yeah.
You listen to Talk Radio, good afternoon. In a moment we'll talk to our reporter live from the set of the where they make the new £5 note. Before that, some of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius, have you got some of the reactions?
Yes, John, yes, lots coming in here live from the studio. Penny Smith is really nice. That's coming from my first impression of Penny Smith.
Yeah.
And I saw a puddle of something horrible on the pavement today. I think it's sick.
Thanks very much. That's Cornelius with your reactions. If you want to react to the show, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, Con, if you go back out now and pick the phone up, we'll pick this up and pretend that you were on the... Go. So you listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. And the big story, of course, is of the £5 note, the sticky plastic banknote that could leave shoppers paying twice. That's the headline. You've heard about the new banknote. It's been made of a new polymer-coated, paper, really. But they've coated it with this plastic polymer. And it means that they can get stuck together and people will end up paying twice. That's the complaint, among other things, to do with it. The revamped note... And we've got someone down, reporter Cornelius is down at the set where they make the £5 note. Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hello, John.
Hi there.
I'm here, live from the set of the £5 note.
Yes, and I mean, the reviews are in, aren't they now? A lot of the reviewers saying it was 2 stars, really. Disappointing on its first outing, just the same as the old banknote before Elizabeth Fry left it and this new Winston Churchill came in. It doesn't feel the same. Is that the reaction you're getting? Is that what the impressions are?
Yes, John, having read the papers today, and you only have to look on Twitter, the decision is almost unanimous. People are disappointed with the new £5 note. It's the same £5 note they've always seen. It's got bored of. And they just think the new face on it just is doing just a rubbish impression of the old face.
Yeah, do you think they should have taken time to revamp it completely then? I mean, it was, you know, bear in mind that the £5 note is worth a lot of money. It's worth £5, isn't it, around the world? And and that's big money for the Bank of England. So they can't afford to change it that much, can they?
Well, the Royal Mint, of course, funded by the money licence payers, have a good amount of budget to make these £5 notes.
Yeah.
Apparently they're spending up to £5 per note on the actual notes.
Yes.
But people are disappointed that the money seems to have been sort of reduced on this series. The special effects are equal to what it used to be, and it's just nothing new, John.
Yeah, I mean, that's partly the problem. People are saying, let me quote here... the banknote's more or less the same colour as it was before. It's got the same writing on it. It still says £5. They've used some of the same fonts, got the same security strip, the same serial numbers. People are saying, where was the change we were expecting? This was such an opportunity missed.
Absolutely, John. Apparently, people are just expecting the same old note. You'll remember the last note was very successful with standout moments, rallies across Africa. And also the time the sterling pound crashed in 2006.
Yes.
But, people are very disappointed. Elizabeth Fry, of course, we're still waiting to hear what she does. Rumours that she signed with the dollar a multi-million deal to appear on the dollar on an online service.
Yes, no, I'd absolutely read about that, yeah. And I imagine she was ironically laughing all the way to the bank when this new £5 note debuted. Any word from about whether she's actually seen this disappointing version of the note or not?
There's been nothing on Twitter so far. Apparently she was out for dinner last night.
Yeah.
I spoke to one of the waiters from the restaurant. He had a black eye and he didn't want to talk about it.
No, well, that's the thing. Elizabeth Fry, of course, famously, when she got back to the Bank of England one day after a hard day being spent, there was no hot meal, and she did punch that producer. But it hasn't really harmed her career, has it? She's now gone on, as you rightly say, to front the dollar.
No, well, when this, the original incident, the fracas, did happen, yes, lots of people were calling for him to remain stated, in place on the note. You'll remember that Guido Fawkes drove a massive bank up to the Royal Mint in protest, dressed as Elizabeth Fry.
Yeah.
And but no, she seems that she's still got a huge fan base.
Well, she people certainly has. I mean, at the end of the day, let's remember what she did. I mean, Elizabeth, this is Elizabeth Fry we're talking about. Born in 1780, she was an English prison reformer, social reformer, a Quaker, Christian philanthropist, of course, referred to as the angel of the prisons. And if she hadn't been racist that time, you know, she probably wouldn't have... I tell you what's interesting for me, because you remember when Elizabeth Fry, you know, used to be what they say, you know, not politically correct and all that.
Mm, yeah. And
the papers used to go for her as well, didn't they? But now they're going for Winston Churchill, who's replaced her as well. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like they're not going to be happy with anything, and it's almost easier to sort of whip up a hysteria of hate than their one is of admiration for the £5 note.
Do you think the £5 note, I mean, I remember that they said Winston Churchill would appeal to more women. He was going to make the £5 note less blokey.
Well, absolutely. There are already rumours of revamping the £5 note again, bringing in someone else to replace the Queen. Some of the names, Lisa Kudrow, Jennifer Aniston, the one who played Monica, also being rumoured to join the £5 note, replacing the Queen.
Just to bring some of that sort of American glamour to it, like the dollar sort of glamour, really.
Yes, but the problem is people are worried whether they'll be able to actually, because they've never been on a banknote before, whether they'll be able to naturally read bank auto queue, which they won't.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, isn't it? I mean, it's all very well to be, well, like Winston Churchill, it's all very well to be, you know, possibly the man who saw us successfully through the Second World War, a former Chancellor, and so on and so forth. But you know, he'd never really fronted a programme of this nature, I suppose, his experience, which is why, I suppose, he felt the need to sort of copy Elizabeth Fry so much.
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, Winston Churchill much more suited to playing the role of the daft flatmate in the World War II. And so as a note person here, he has to sort of be more serious and much more scripted, and he can't really be himself.
Should we give it time, the new £5 note, the opportunity to bed in? I mean, it's possibly unfair judging it on, you know, on just the first time anyone's picked one up, isn't it? But, you know, it needs time to bed in. I remember when, you know, Elizabeth Fry started on the old £5 note, and it wasn't universally well received at the time, was it?
Well, no, the first few prints weren't successfully reviewed.
It took a while to find its feet, didn't it? Yes, exactly,
unfair.
Yes. Yes.
It's almost very unfair to compare these new prints to the last reprints of the old £5 note.
Indeed. That's Cornelius. Thank you very much. He's down on the set of the new £5 note, where they make the new £5 note. And to recap there, so they've revamped the £5 note. The social reformer Elizabeth Fry, of course you remember, was fired from it after she punched a cashier. And replaced by Sir Winston Churchill on the £5 note, who said he was going to do it was a difficult act to follow, he was going to do a good job. But the reviews, not so good. They're saying Winston Churchill really just copied Elizabeth Fry's style, and it's not enough of a change. It has the same colour, the same writing, the same fonts, the same security strip, same serial numbers. It's just the same note, many people are saying. If you've got an opinion on the revamp, then let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thanks very much. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Now, we're all about questions here on Talk Radio, so here, friends, is a question for you. Has anybody here seen Kelly? I have. He's with me on the next show. He's going for gold in the paper review, and he's always game for a laugh. See what I did there?
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. The Brothers Ghoul. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Enjoy the anarchic nightly on-air battle for family supremacy as broadcast protocol gets lobbed through the studio window.
The Brothers Ghoul, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
You've heard of the mother of all talk shows. This is the brother of all talk shows.
I'm Ash, and he's Johnny, and together we are the Brothers Ghoul.
Destined to become the nation's favorite radio family. The Brothers Ghoul, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Weeknights from 10
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio, and if you're a regular listener, by the way, apparently on the website, it says Jake Yap's here doing this now.
Yeah, well, he's an impressionist, isn't he?
Well.
So he's just doing an impression of you. He's got it down.
He's pretty nailed it, hasn't he?
Yeah, really good.
It's good. But no, it just apparently says that. So that's just... So hang on, we come in on a bank holiday to do the show as normal, right? Right. So bear in mind, we've bothered.
Yeah.
Okay, the building already run like the shoddiest place, even when it's fully staffed, right? So... There's no the website's wrong. The microphone lights in here that tell you when they're live or not, and they go red, so you know when they're live. So if we're swearing, we know when to stop.
Yeah,
right. Don't work.
Yeah, so
that's stopped working.
We can't tell when the microphone.
No, so if we do swear, then that's not our fault.
No.
And also the technical equipment we needed to make that last thing work, where you were genuinely in a
set of
the £5
note.
Yeah. There was literally no one to give us the broadcast equipment that we needed.
It was locked behind a door.
Yeah, because there's no one in from engineering. I mean, to be fair, it's not really any use where they are. But there's no one here. It's a bank holiday. It's a working radio station, and there's no one here to make it.
And the canteen isn't open.
That bit doesn't surprise me. The fact that there's no one from engineering to make things work... sort of does, given that it's a radio station. Anyway, there's also no one from news here. Right, so Ben, Sport Ben, you know, Ben, or Moose.
Moose. Not here. Moose
Victoria isn't here for the news, so it's just us. That's it. So we're not going to avoid the news. We're going to bring you a bank holiday replacement news service at 2 o'clock, which means you can still put a made-up news story in it. We will accept that. Because you know Headline Hijack?
I know it well, John.
Okay, here we go. So, at 2 o'clock, ordinarily the news will come out of Victoria's face. Now, it's going to be slightly different today because mainly to prove how easy it is to do the news, I'm going to do it, and then, you know, you can do the weather or something.
Yeah.
And then Cass, Asprod Cass through the glass, can do the sport instead of Moose. Make your own jokes up. So, it's not listening. The Headline Hijack will still exist. He's ignoring me. He's not listening to this. Will still exist, so there will be a made up news story, but I'll be doing it, so it will sound less convincing than when Victoria does it because she's proper. But we'll still do it as
well. Oh, we'll be good at it.
So, you know, a made up news story, please, there to confuse those who start listening from 2 o'clock and kind of miss this bit because they're having lunch or whatever. That is what we require. 87222 is the way to
start
get into
your message with the word talk,
or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word that you would like.
Okay, so this kind of thing then. Let me see what's come in here. Ofcom, for the first time, have upheld a complaint against a programme based solely on criticisms. The media regulator has agreed with several complainants against TV's The One Show, who have said that its output is simply too bland and uninteresting and wasting a valuable prime TV slot. Ofcom have upheld those complaints.
That'd be great if they did that, although we'd be worried.
Yes. New health and safety laws have been introduced that require all paper shredders to be painted orange.
Oh, you can't read, can you?
It's harder than you think this news like. Mm. The news rule has come in after a number of incidents where people have mistaken a shredder for a Dyson Airblade. You know, toilets? Where you put your... Makes you... That's weird, though, isn't it?
Imagine if someone made that mistake.
What? And just put their hands into a shredder.
Why is there even a shredder in the toilet?
Yeah, exactly. You'd think, you'd know, what's that for? Also, by the way, those Dyson Airblades they're kind of fairly powerful. They're like those sort of hurricane machines that you can get as a novelty.
Yeah,
standard, what a hurricane's like. I genuinely saw an old man using one, right? Mm. This was in London, in a St. Pancras toilets, if you really want to know. And he's got a Dyson Airblade, and an old man sort of hobbled over to it, and he put his hands in like that, and then he got a bit, he was a bit hunched, so his face was too close to it, and it sort of blew his face as well. Looked like he was parachute jumping. It was really weird. He looked like a scrotum that was swinging in the wind. It was a really weird look. Anyway, just saying that. So, have you got one there?
Yeah, I do. Following the success of the odd pairing of Gordon Ramsay and Jesse Eisenberg on last night's episode of Top Gear, the pair are said
Eisenberg.
To be... Eisenberg. It was wrote down incorrectly. The pair are said to be planning a collaborative project together. Since the recording happened in March, the pair have been working on a flatshare sitcom in which they will both star.
Now, if you want to get us a made-up news story, for the reading out as fact, masquerading as fact, into today's replacement news service, which will be brought to you by myself, Cornelius and Asprod Cass, who is through the glass, then you can get in touch with us on... 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And the lines are open. We're still to meet today's Lonely Lunch Club member, by the way. If you are lunching alone this bank holiday Monday, then why not be the next inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair? It is where the people that are lunching alone, the loneliest what lunch, are, I'm going to say, I'd like to say enlightened, but that wouldn't be accurate in any way at all. It's where their lunch is made slightly fewer lonely by talking to us, because we're available to chit and chat, you see. We can be your virtual friend and colleague while you're lunching alone. Chit about this, chat about that, whatever you like. Get in touch in the same way for Lonely Lunch Club. It's not the same way. We've got an email address now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd forgotten that. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk if you'd like to get onto the list to be the next inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's coming up, along with other things today on the programme, which will go to look a lot like this. Foreign news from our foreign correspondent is coming. There's a week's worth of lazy PR. The news in haikus. What the people think. We will be out on the streets finding out what the people think. Do they think gammon or helmets? There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, a diversity paper review, and Magical Mystery Monday. Today, object. I'm going to hold something up in front of the microphone. All you need to do is identify it. All that on the programme. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles, no one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky, believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Euro 2016. Goal-scoring legends, red card villains, and returning champions. TenBet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at tenbet.co.uk. That's 1-0-bet.co.uk.
5-0 levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Fees gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Glasgow, the westbound M8 is queuing heavily towards junction 16 for Craighall. It was after an accident. The restrictions have lifted, but the queues remain. Through Askin in South Yorkshire Marketplace, the A19 is closed at Station Road after an accident. And busy in Warwickshire on the southbound M40 between 16 at Henley and junction 15 at Warwick. That follows on from a collision there. The southbound M11 in Essex is also queuing towards junction 7 at Harlow after an accident. All lanes have reopened. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay then, it's the... look, it's a bank holiday Monday and no one's here. The building is empty, which is why we bring you the replacement news service at 2 o'clock. There is no Victoria. There's no one professional. There's no one who knows what they're doing with news at all. So we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Be honest, I've watched Victoria. How bloody hard can it be? Right, just easy, isn't it? Just read some words. Sometimes well, most times not. And then, but it's just the news. So
it's just easy. Someone else writes news.
Yeah.
We don't make up the news.
I'm going to do what she does.
What?
Just cut and paste it off the BBC website.
Yeah, I mean, that's all she does. You can see her clicking through pages.
Yeah.
Just closing tabs.
It can't be difficult. I'm just going to do that.
Remember that time she read that reporter's name out?
Yes.
Idiot.
Yeah. I'm James Gravelax. What? That's going to happen. Mike, speaking of the news, though.
Yeah.
I know it's a bank holiday, but I don't know whether you've seen any.
Yeah, of course. It's annoying because no one else has seen the news. But for some reason, I have to see the news. But I am on News and a Half, so
yeah,
I don't mind that.
Yeah. Well, you get paid. I mean, ordinarily, you get this, some news, don't you?
Yeah, but on not a bank much. Holiday. Not much.
No, well. Intern, but then you do get News and Half again if you work on a bank holiday. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. yeah. So I get half extra news.
Yeah, it's complicated though, isn't it?
Well, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you because this is where we like to make the news easier for you by breaking it down into its constituent component, which is, of course, if you sort of distill news down, if you get some news, right, and my advice is to pop that news in a steamer, get a pan of boiling water and put a steamer on top of it. And what you can do then is steam through the news, which sort of takes, you know, brings off the flavour of the news. And when you do that, you find that what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news explained in that way. We call it the news in haikus.
Seems people watching TV last night agree Top Gear was a car crash.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And so we throw open the ill-fitting plastic doors that mark the entrance to the Tupperware Hall of Despair. This is Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio, where if you are lunching alone, if you're a lonely what lunch, then we will play the role of your virtual friend and colleague, chatting about this, chitting about that, anything that's on your mind, we're happy to talk to you about, as though indeed we just bumped into each other at the water cooler or in the staff canteen, or if it was open, which it's not on a bank holiday, or in the kitchen, just having a little bit of a chat. Who's lunching alone today? Well, let's find out, because that person is on the telephone. Hello on the telephone.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
My name's John.
John. Hello, John. Nice to talk to you. Where are you lunching alone, John?
Well, I'm lunching alone in my flat, because it's a bank holiday.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Mm.
Yeah. We're at work, though, John.
Like you guys need the company today.
Well, but, you know, I'll tell you what, it is a bit desolate around here, John, if I'm brutally honest with you. But in many ways, going to work on a bank holiday is kind of nice, because it's sort of a bit... You know how Mondays feel generally horrible when you go to work, John?
Yes.
This doesn't. It's like a bit like a Friday. Because it's just a bit sort of more... It's a bit sort of... no one cares.
There's no bosses around, so we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
You can play board games and put Blackadder on the telly or something.
Yeah. Well, this is... Yeah, exactly that. We can do no work. And we don't even have to... You know, when a boss walks past and you have to, like, flip your screen back off whatever you're watching.
Hide the booze as well.
Yeah, and hide the drink. We don't have to do any of that today.
I can just drink freely.
We drink willy, and I'm going to stick my neck out and say also nilly, without any of them even noticing we're doing it. You know, Paul Ross openly taking meow meow. He doesn't have to sweep it into a drawer as the boss goes past.
He doesn't have
to do any of that.
No.
Everyone openly doing what they like. Julia Hartley Brewer openly reading Mein Kampf, not hiding it. Not hiding it in the Daily Mail.
No.
All the other way around. She hides the mail in a copy of Mein Kampf, if I'm honest. Everyone just be open about what's going on in the workspace, and that's fine. So what do you do when you're not alone in your flat, John?
I work in a brewery.
A brewery?
A brewery.
Interesting. Yeah. And why do you get bank holidays off in a brewery? Do you think that'll be a popular brewing day?
Yeah, I know, but we just don't open on bank holiday Mondays, which is great for me.
Lazy. Do you, have you ever organised up in one?
Well, I mean, yeah, we do it once a month, and they're relatively successful, contrary to famous saying.
Yeah, so it's entirely possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
If nothing else this afternoon, we've laid that to rest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so which brewery is it?
It's called Rebellion, it's based in Marlow.
Marlow in Buckinghamshire.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Indeed.
Rebellion. Okay. And what range of ales / beers do you churn out?
So we usually have four on at all times. So there's an IPA that's always on, and then there's like a seasonal and a monthly.
Yeah.
So the seasonal at the minute is called Blonde, because it's coming to summer, so it's a lighter ale.
Yes.
That's nice to drink in the sun.
Yes, I agree with you about that. I like this already. This has now turned into proper workplace.
Yeah,
chat.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, this is good. Right, so I agree with you about that. Right, because here's a weird thing, and as a beer expert, John, you might be able to throw and shed some light on this. So I don't like lager, right? I won't drink a lager necessarily, right? Unless the sun is out and I'm in a pub garden, then I fancy a lager. Otherwise, I would drink an ale, like a Broadside or the old Speckled Hen, right? But abroad, if you ever go abroad, a lager's fine. Why is that?
I don't know. I'm not qualified to talk about your personal preferences in different levels.
That's a fair point.
I mean, I'm disappointed by the level of banter now. I thought we had something, but no.
John is clearly a man who deals in logic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you want something a bit heavier when it's colder out, and then you want something a bit lighter and more refreshing when it's warm. That's a bit boring, but
simple, isn't it?
When you go abroad as well, there's not as much ales on offer, really.
You go to
a Spanish bar, there's no... It's all just lagers and stuff.
Well, exactly, yeah. There's an oversight.
Outside of Belgium and Germany, I think it's all lager, really.
Well, no, you see, because the Belgian beers... See, I'm happy with the Belgian beers, because they're the ones, you know, 8% brewed by monks stuff, isn't it? So I'm more than happy with that. So, okay, look, Lonely Lunch, I have to ask you what you are having for lunch.
Oh, I made a salad out of nearly rotting veg that was in the I'm off to a wedding this weekend. I need to be beach body ready.
Is it a wedding on a beach?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Whose wedding is it?
It's my brother's.
Oh, nice. Oh. What's your brother's name?
His name is Chris.
Chris.
And we'll be drinking our beer there.
Chris. Oh, who's he, who's he getting married to?
He's getting married to his fiancée.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah. I mean, if faced with a choice, I find it's best to do that.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
People get cross.
Yeah, they do.
She's Swedish and she's called Gru.
Gru?
Gru, as in Despicable Me.
It's spelled G-R-O, but I think she does get that a lot, unfortunately.
That's Gru. That's Gru. That's not Gru. That's Gru, like a grow bag, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I suppose calling a grow bag is probably an insult, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, hopefully the priest doesn't say that on the day.
I can't hope he does now.
Yeah.
How long do you... I mean, this is, you know, again, idle banter. How long do you give him? 3 months? What?
Well, seeing as I'm talking on national radio, yeah. I'll probably go with forever.
That's nice. That's good. Yeah. Do you like her?
Oh, yeah, she's lovely, and she's a very good baker, so I'm on board. Lovely cakes.
Good. Well, it's going to be the catering's going to be good at this wedding, then, isn't it? It's going to be a cake and an ale-based wedding.
Absolutely.
Oh, that sounds great. That's great.
Where are they getting married?
They're getting married in High Wycombe, which is just
down the road. Just down the road.
So there's no beach, I'm afraid.
No. So, well, you're getting wedding body ready. All right, so you're eating rotting vegetation.
Yes.
I mean, fine. Why are you alone? Just because, you live alone, presumably, do you? You don't want to cast aspersions on your personal life, but if you're the sort of man who relishes rotting vegetation, then I'm guessing?
I mean, shockingly, I don't live alone, but I am alone at this moment in time.
Oh, I see, right. Mm. Interesting. Good.
Who do you live with?
I live with my girlfriend.
Does she have an ordinary name?
Yeah, her name's Millie.
Millie?
Yes.
How long do you give it?
Forever.
Yes, is the right answer. Good. Okay, anything in specific? Now, we've covered, what you're doing next week. We've done your lunch. We've done a little bit of chat about your work and so on. The point of Lonely Lunch is you can choose to idly chit and chat about whatever you like as we play the role of idle colleagues. Anything you would like us to finish on, really, just to chat about?
I think this might be something I should have saved for you guys to talk about on the big debate, but I've been looking on the internet and there's big arguments about whether loo roll, you should put it so that the loo roll coming out is on the top or the bottom, and I was just wondering what you guys feel about that.
That's an interesting... That is interesting. That is a dilemma, isn't it? I mean, I think, personally, I prefer it when it hangs out the back.
Ooh, controversial.
Yeah, and that's when, of course, I find I need the most paper.
Lovely.
I don't know. What do you have a preference then?
I think over the top seems logical. It's most aesthetically pleasing.
We know about your logic. We've established that you are a logical person. I don't know what over the top. I mean, where do you stand on your own hotels when they fold it a bit? I don't know, they fold it into a little triangle or something.
I feel like I'm coming across as logical, but it seems like a waste of paper, doesn't it?
It's a little bit, isn't it? Because yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's something. I don't wish to go too much detail, but there's someone in this building, right, who overuses toilet paper. Because I've been to the toilet several times,
yeah,
and it's just blocked with toilet paper.
Always,
isn't it?
Oh, no.
It obviously hasn't flushed, and then you've got what you've got in there is a sort of, I'm going to call it a soup. You've got that, and no one wants to be faced with that in a workplace. I tell you what, whoever, we can narrow this down because it's not like that today. So whoever that is having the bank holiday off.
I reckon it's Moose.
It's either Moose from Sport or Julia Hartley Brewer. It's definitely one of them. I don't know which. So we have to narrow. We have to wait till one's in and one's off. We have to see what's going on. Not sure which one it is. Not Penny Smith. Penny Smith was sitting with Julie Hartley Brewer. And Penny Smith, if nothing else, has a dainty stool.
Lovely.
Julie Hartley Brewer, though. It's like a right-wing swamp. So, have we improved your lunch?
Massively, thank you.
That's what we're here for, as you know, John. A pleasure talking to you. Have a lovely time at the wedding.
Thank you.
All of Talk Radio, congratulations to the happy couple.
Yes. Cheers, John.
Cheers. Good day. See, there you go. That's John. He's enjoyed rotting vegetation for lunch, and we've made his lunch fewer lonely. So, if you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, get in touch. 87 treble. No. 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 It's an email.
Oh, yeah.
It's an email. I keep forgetting. It's new. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. Be the next inductee into Talk Radio's afternoon show, Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, there's the small matter of the news, which is coming up very shortly. All right? So, we need to put a made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. Okay? We call it Headline Hijack. And it works very much like this. So, it's going to be a bit different today because Victoria, who normally does our news, isn't here because it's the bank. Or maybe it's her with the toilet. I don't know. Anyway, she's not here because of the bank holiday. So, what's going to happen is this. We're going to do the news as normal. It will be the actual news, but we're going to do it as a sort of replacement news service just to prove, really, how easy it actually is. So I'm going to do the news. Cornelia's probably do the weather or something. Ask Broadcast Through the Glass will take charge of sport. She is the honorary moose, which is not the first time that's been said about. So, so we'll be bringing you the news here on Talk Radio. Within it will be a made-up news story, a headline hijack, a news lie. Cornelius.
All right.
Is there a winner?
A winner. I mean,
is there a winner?
Yeah.
Of the news?
Tony's won. Tony the winner.
He's what we call him.
Yeah.
Did he put that and that's why he got chosen?
No, he didn't.
Fine.
He put Tony.
Right. Where does he live?
I don't know. He's just texted and ended it with the word Tony. So do let us know, Tony. But we don't really care.
No. That's Tony. He is today's victor. In Headline Hijack, his made-up news story will come out of my mouth. My mouth! Next on Talk Radio. Also to come, of course, the work experience punditry today. Samir brings us TV roundup. Diversity pay-per-view with Mark. Magical Mystery Monday. I'll be holding up an object in front of the microphone. All you have to do is try to identify it. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think today. Do they think gammon or helmets? Find out later. There's a week's worth of lazy PR. Foreign news from the foreign correspondent. The news in haikus. As I say, the headline hijack will be next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
The nation decides! Is it bread sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to packet a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, Red versus Brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Tradesmen, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It's Talk Radio, it's just coming up to 1 o'clock. Here's the news with me.
More Talk Radio.
Good start.
Yeah. I mean, Victoria makes it look quite easy.
Yeah.
So, if you're just tuning in, by the way, this is what's happening. We're doing the news because it's a bank holiday replacement news service, and Victoria can be asked to turn up. So, we're doing the news. I mean, I don't know whether we're allowed to or not, but we're just going to, because there's not else we're going to do. Really.
No.
Anyway, here we go. Someone say the word news. Talk me in again.
News.
Hey, Marty can play it in again. Mate, no. Can you play the news thing in again? And I'll we'll try and make it vaguely professional. So much to do. Oh, yeah, good.
You have to turn it off.
Turn it off. Let's turn it on again. It's fine. Here we go.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Not that. It's...
You see, you've broken it now because you're so rubbish.
It's not rubbish. I'm doing the news.
Is it not possible to get those back up?
Yeah, here we go. Look,
okay.
Here we go.
Talk Radio.
News. More resources are needed to stop migrants trying to reach the UK on boats or lives will be lost, a former Border Force chief inspector has said. It comes after two British men were charged with immigration offences following the rescue of 20 people from an inflatable boat off Kent on Sunday. Those rescued included 18 Albanian migrants, two of them children. Ex-inspector John Vine said there was an equal chance of migrants drowning in the Channel as in the Mediterranean, and the UK Coast Guard said it was called just before midnight on Saturday to an incident off the coastal village of Dymchurch. Hundreds of skeletons found under a Cambridge University college could help researchers map the effect of the Black Death on a medieval town's population. More than 400 complete skeletons were discovered during work on St John's College between 2010 to 2012. The remains, dating from the 13th to 15th centuries, were burials from the Hospital of St John the Evangelist. The four-year £1.2 million study aims to learn more about the health of the urban poor during the epidemic. It's easy. The planned sugar tax will hit poorest families hardest and has nothing to do with the sugar content of products, the Taxpayers Alliance has said. The group, which wants the levy to be axed, tested 49 drinks and found that some coffee shop drinks had more sugar than Coca-Cola, but would not be taxed. Anti-obesity campaigners welcomed the tax when it was announced in March. The Treasury said soft drinks would be taxed because they were the main source of added sugar in children's diets. Mr. Kipling has announced that they're going to be releasing a special edition product to show support to the plight of the Kurdish community in Turkey, who are facing persecution by the government. The product will be three lemon curd tarts adorned with...
It's not so easy, is it?
With the pattern of the Kurdish flag. New figures... New figures suggest that almost two-thirds of shoppers who bought women's clothes online, that's Yukon, in the last 6 months sent at least one item back. So-called serial returners are blamed for pushing up prices. I just read push-up bras there. Researchers who questioned over 1,000 online shoppers found women's clothing had been returned by 63% of people. Retailers said free returns were an important part of their business, but the costs had to be recovered somewhere or they risked going under.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here's Cornelius with the weather.
Weather. Some warm sunshine developing for many. Cloudier in the southeast. Today, early low cloud will gradually retreat to North Sea coast to leave many with a fine day, particularly in the west. A few showers may affect western Scotland, and in the southeast, it will be cloudier and breezier, highs of 22 in areas. Tonight, daytime showers will ease clear spells for many. Cloudier and breezier conditions will continue to spread in with outbreaks of rain in the southeast, turning heavier later. Lows of 7. Tuesday, rain and stronger winds will continue to edge westwards.
Really,
that's actually really distracting.
Sorry. Carry on.
Rain and stronger winds will continue to edge westwards with some locally heavy bursts in the east. Much cooler here. Further west... Where's here?
In the studio.
It's a national radio station. It says here.
Well, you shouldn't have written it then, should you?
I could have been really good at this.
No, you couldn't.
Further west, it will remain dry with some warm sunshine.
Thanks very much. And now here's Ask Podcast, not through the glass, but with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Barnsley seal promotion to the Championship as two goals in the first 19 minutes.
Two girls?
The League One playoff final.
Two girls? I thought it was men playing.
Win over Millwall.
Read that again.
Barnsley Seal promotion to the Championship. Two goals in the first 19 minutes.
Two goals in the first 19 minutes.
Do you want me to do this or not?
That's quite good for a footballer.
It's football to me.
Actually, women's football does better than men's football, so shut up.
If they score two goals, do they get one cup?
Shut up.
Two goals. Go on, carry on.
Well, that's the first line.
Shut up! At least I managed to get through it reading, unlike you.
Cass has got the sport.
Ashley Fletcher slotted home after 88 seconds before Adam Hamill's 25-yard curling shot doubled the lead. Both had scored for Barnsley in their Johnston's Paint Trophy final? What is that? Win over Oxford at Wembley 8 weeks earlier. Mark Beavers...
Does he?
In Millwall's reply from close range.
Cass, what's wrong with you?
I should have read it before I started. His name's Beavers.
Imagine
close.
What?
Close range.
Did he score from inside the box?
I'll be damned if I know. England have called up centre Luther Burrell to replace injured. Why have they got such weird names?
Just read it.
Manu Tuliagi for next month's tour of Australia. Burrell, 28, was overlooked by head coach Eddie Jones for this year's Six Nations, but scored a try in Sunday's 27-13 win over Wales at Twickenham. The Northampton back has been selected ahead of Bath centre Oli DeVito, who won his first cap on Sunday. It's a great opportunity for Luther, who I thought played really well yesterday, Jones said. Heavy rain has forced...
Heavy rain's my line.
No, it's mine in this one. Heavy rain has forced day 9 of the French Open to be cancelled, meaning top seeds... Oh, God. Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams must play their fourth round match in Paris. Monday's play was due to start at 10 a.m, but action
gone
was
too
delayed.
Long, the bed's run out now.
Bed ran out for him as well.
Mm-hmm. Didn't for me, did it? No.
Well, no, we had to replay it twice.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, that's all I'm doing now because you're horrible.
Is that the sport?
You have to say powered by TalkSport.
Yeah, you do have to say that.
Powered by Cass.
No.
No, powered by where I got this off the internet.
All right. That was the sport. Thanks, Moose. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, good afternoon then. Hey, look at that. It's a bank holiday and it's almost 5 o'clock after that nonsense. So that was the news, by the way, brought to you by us because it's a bank holiday. There's literally nobody here to do news. We're supposed to take it from, like, a national IRN service. But you know what? We just proved how easy it is to actually do it yourself. So we just thought we'd be the replacement news service today. So that was the news on Talk Radio. There'll be more news later. However, still to come on this programme, by the way, Talk Radio in the Afternoons, I'm John Holmes. Hello. Last night, of course, saw the British Soap Awards. Got some of the results here for you. Best Smell went to Coal Tar. Best Comeback Soap was those two fiddly bits of soap you get when the remains of one bar has broken in half but has then been squashed back together by somebody in the shower in a futile attempt to make it usable. Best Use on Hair in Absence of Shampoo went to Dove. And Worst Soap went to the little bar of frothless grit you get in a travel lodge.
Talk Radio.
Should we do some work experience punditry? God, Yes, we shall. And we'll do it today with Samir, who is here as work experience pundit, because we are road testing the next generation of critics, of broadcasters, of reviewers, with the caveat that we don't have to pay them because it's work experience. Samir, welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. Have you had a good weekend?
I did indeed.
That's that banter over with. So, what televisual treats, Samir, do you have to lay on us this Monday?
Well, there's quite an obvious first one to talk about. It was a show that's now back on television.
Yes.
Top Gear.
Yes.
BBC Two, yes. Last night. Did you get a chance to see it?
I have not seen it yet.
I did, Samir.
And what did you think?
I don't really watch it normally, but I only watched it because all my friends were talking about it. Yeah, I thought some of it was all right and some of it can be improved, which I think it will.
Mm, that's quite a modest, responsible response to it.
Yes.
Although, if you look at Twitter, that's not the kind of people that are on there.
Mm.
There'd been a majority of the British population that had already said from the beginning that it's going to fail, and that was just their mindset from the beginning. So
yes.
No matter how, you know, adequate some of the jokes might have been, some of the bits, they were just going to write it off completely because they don't like Chris Evans, and they were just not going to give it a chance. So we do have to remember that there's a lot of that sort of a reaction that comes from this.
That's true. Before we go any further, we've got a clip, I think.
Yeah, we do.
We've got a couple of clips of Top Gear. Okay, here's a bit of last night's Top Gear in case you missed it.
Now, undoubtedly, the queen of the vomit comet.
Okay, now, just hang on a second. Do you seriously expect all these people to believe that she made a guy who flies fast jets in wars throw up after just like a half an hour in a Corvette?
Yes, because that's precisely what happened.
Are you sure that it wasn't just a ruse that you came up with to cover up the fact that she made you throw up in an Audi?
No.
Okay, just chicken. Checking.
Did you say chicken?
No.
All right, anyway, here is the Viper...
Right, you see, I'm not... I haven't seen it yet, but I will bring my preconceived ideas to this party. Right. From that, already, it just sounds like they're trying to be the old Top Gear, which is what many people have been saying critically, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't think... I think it was a mistake. Because what they've forgotten is Top Gear... it was never about the cars. It was basically a sitcom with three idiots in it, who were very funny and entertaining idiots, and the cars were sort of secondary to all of that.
Mm.
It just happened to be about cars.
It's the way they play off against each other and things
and
like
also
that.
What you've got to remember is Clarkson and Hammond and May actually are trained journalists, and Clarkson particularly is a really funny script writer. I mean, he's a really funny writer. Whereas Chris Evans is not.
No.
And he was very shouty there, but he's not a writer. I mean, they apparently brought in Danny Baker to help with the scripts because Danny Baker used to write TFI, I think. But that just felt forced, didn't it?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think that they didn't get on enough. Matt LeBlanc and Chris Evans. It seemed a bit static. Their sort of camaraderie wasn't the best. It's something that can be worked on and improved over the time it goes. Chris Evans seemed really forced in the way he was just trying. He was a bit too over enthusiastic and not getting the laughs and the enthusiasm. I think Matt LeBlanc did okay though.
Yeah,
he was better than Chris.
You saw it. What do you?
Yeah,
think?
Well, I think he wasn't great in the studio doing like this.
That didn't sound great.
Yeah, so that it's all very scripted, mm-hmm. and I didn't feel like he was very good at reading a script and delivering those gags.
Said you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not paid to do that. Yeah, exactly. But when sort of they're doing the challenges, and the video packages, when they're actually doing the bits. He much more natural when he was, in a car giving his opinion about a car. He was actually really good.
I thought.
It was very, he's clearly into his cars. I really liked that aspect.
Okay, but what about Evans though?
Chris Evans, it's just standard Chris Evans. I mean, I didn't see the sort of. I mean, obviously, I watched some of the old Top Gear, but I wasn't massively into it. But I can't really draw the parallels between. Yeah. For me, it's just him on TFI.
I'll tell you why it doesn't work for me, because what it is he's the role of Jeremy Clarkson on Top Gear was such that he had to be the... It was like the domineering, in other news, where there's a gorilla, but he's like a domineering silverback gorilla, in his environment. He's like the alpha male, whereas the others are able to sort of prick that pomposity a bit, so you'd always get the jokes about Hammond's height, the jokes about May being slow, but there were a lot of jokes at the expense of Clarkson being out of touch old git. And you know, if Clarkson had vomited in a car or a plane, which I think he has done, in fact, in the past, on it, you know, that just sounded like they were trying to mould him into the role of the Jeremy Clarkson, which isn't Chris Evans actually is.
No.
It was trying to make him be a Clarkson, whereas he wasn't a Chris Evans, and he's not that person. Whereas Clarkson, obviously, is an old fuddy-duddy idiot, whereas Evans is a brash, shouty man. So it didn't work for me, that. Yeah. I didn't think that really worked at all, so... but I don't know, benefit of the doubt. I mean, I'm in the Clarkson camp, so I think it'll just annoy me anyway.
The theory is give it a couple of weeks and it'll get better, but I don't think many people will continue to watch the next episode.
I think
after
the figures
that
will drop right down.
I think it's a tough thing. You'll have to give it a couple series.
Yeah, maybe.
I think, and also, there's also a really big cast on that show, none of which were seen last night, as only the Stig was the only other person in it. So, you know, we don't know what these lot are like. I mean, I think there are a couple more journalistic types on there. You got this guy who they've picked out of nowhere. He might be amazing.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, I'm not going to watch it because I don't like cars or anything. But I reckon
you don't like cars or anything. Literally don't like anything.
No.
There's nothing. You made a good point actually about the fact that it was canned laughter, because even though there was laughter,
this really annoyed me.
Yeah. So there's laughter in the studio. You can hear the laughter.
Yeah.
But
well, it's the thing is, the sound of that is all very weird. So Chris Evans is mic'd up in a really weird way where it sounds like they've put the mic on the other side of the room and he's just shouting. But I really like that because it really made you think it was there. But then on top of that, they just had a load of sort of canned laughter. So when Joey was doing his lines into the camera, like sort of at the end of it, there'll be a canned laughter. But obviously the audience stand all around, so there's laughter, you can hear it, but there's just a lot of people just looking dead down the camera, straight faced. It's just like, where's this come from?
We've got another clip of it, I think. Let's torture ourselves a little more. Here's some more Top Gear.
Matt LeBlanc. It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, it doesn't. But as you and I both know, it did get wetter, windier, wilder, and weirder. That's right. More Top Gear presenter torture I really did not sign up for coming up.
Yeah, sorry about that. See you later.
Yeah, okay.
All right, how about we now meet tonight's star in a reasonably priced car? Yeah! Well, we can't. How about we meet tonight's two stars in a reasonably priced car?
Well, that started off with...
Who made those clips, by the way?
Miss Ho.
Was it Us Broadcast Through the Glass?
Yeah.
Okay, they were subtly ended, weren't they? Mid-sentence, stop dead.
There was a really cool challenge between the US and the UK. It was like seeing which team can come out on top.
Yeah.
And that's where it came... They ended up going to Blackpool and they renamed it Matt LeBlancpool, which I thought was genius.
Yeah.
I liked that bit.
Were you a fan of it before, Samir?
I watched it like now and then. The specials were quite good. I didn't watch the whole every week.
Well, again, that's because they weren't about cars. It was about basically the cast of Last of the Summer Wine on an adventure, wasn't it?
Ending off in like Vietnam and just offending the locals and things like that. That's what made it for me, not the fact that we're going to check out these new cars, which is how Matt ended, because he said next week we're going to check out this car. He made a list of like four different cars, and I was like, okay, that's wonderful, but
I don't care. Where's the racist jokes? I know we've got more. What else are we going to be talking about?
Your favourite, Britain's Got Talent, the final.
Christ alive. Right, okay, we'll be back with Samir against my better judgement next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman? Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered...
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up, juggle life with study, keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays if you're trying to join the eastbound M65 in Lancashire. The entry slip at Junction 8 from the A56 is currently closed for the recovery of an accident involving a caravan. Long queues on the M1 in Derbyshire north towards problems at Junction 28 for Alfreton. One lane is still closed for it because of a vehicle fire. It was completely blocked for a time. A breakdown on the northbound in 5 in Worcestershire is causing delays as you move between Junction 6 for Worcester and 5 for Droitwich. And so is London Ban in 3 is queuing around Junction 2 for the M25 because of restrictions on the exit slip. I'm Jarena Adams.
I have cancer. I'm cold. I'm behind with my bills. Can I afford a cab to the hospital? Will I lose my job, my home?
Macmillan Cancer Support can help with money worries, so they don't spiral out of control.
I'm warm. I can get free transport. I will keep my job and my home. I have cancer.
For our free financial information and support, search Macmillan Money Worries. Macmillan Cancer Support. No one should face cancer alone.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed.com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It's the bank holiday Monday. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, working, that's right, on the bank holiday, unlike anybody else in this building, it seems to me. There's no one from news, there's no one from engineer, there's no one here.
Last time I ever do this.
But there's us, so it's all right, so carry on, it's fine. Samir's here, look, and he's doing work experience on a bank
really
holiday.
Well.
And that's the saddest thing in the world, isn't it? So
he's on pay and a half.
Of his usual fee.
Yeah.
Good. But stay there, Smith, because I know you've got more TV to talk about. But before you do, though, there's a small matter of the news. And I don't know whether you've noticed, but it's actually quite complicated, isn't it, the news? I don't know whether you've noticed.
John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, Cornelius, because here on the show in the afternoon, we like to break the news down into its component parts. And that is, of course, Japanese poetry. The news in 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Bus driver wins $6 million in lotto, but he insists on small change.
The news in haikus. Samir is here. And he's got work experience punditry action. And today, in the form of TV reviewing, we've already talked about the return of Top Gear. And now... What is it?
It's your favourite. I picked it specially for you. Yeah. It's the Britain's Got Talent final.
Oh, God. Was it even that? Was it? When was that?
Saturday night.
Right.
So it's like one era ends and then the Top Gear era begins.
Yeah.
Eras.
Top Gear era. What?
Do you know it's been 10 years?
It feels like 50.
Oh, okay.
10 years of Britain's Got Talent, has it?
Which is quite impressive.
Name all the winners if you think it's so good.
Who did win the first one?
Go on, name it. But you can't even name one.
Paul Potts, George Sampson, Diversity, Spellbound.
Oh, my God.
That Matisse and...
Matisse.
Jules O'Dwyer and Matisse, that was a dog act.
The painter Matisse.
Pudsey, wasn't even, Pudsey, Pudsey the dog.
Wasn't
Pudsey
even British.
Dog. So we've had two dogs, wow. Yeah, I can't remember.
I mean, to be honest, I wasn't expecting that. No. That was amazing.
But what they did really well is, in between all the acts, they had an incredible sort of...
Hulk.
Yeah.
That too. But it was like
that would be excellent.
Yeah.
That would make me watch it.
Just throw David Walliams around.
Yeah. Just puny Walliams.
They had a 5-minute sort of dance act which had like some of the major top like winners from all the different series and some of the big acts that made an impact on everyone, and it was really incredibly choreographed and it brought a tear to quite a few people's eyes, like, you know, reminiscing over all the good times and all the
did
great
it really though.
Ant was in tears. Simon loved it.
Oh God.
And the crowd went wild, and that was something that, like, people were saying, okay, you know what, maybe we should put that in the role of a variety performance rather than the actual winner. Because that was a really powerful send-off, and people thought that was actually more talented.
I mean, when you say send-off, is it finished forever now? Please say yes.
No. Oh. Auditions are open, John, if you want to show us your talents.
I'm not doing that.
For next year. But, I mean, so that was choreographed by Ashley Banjo, who is one of the dancers from Diversity, one of the winners from, like,
Ashley
years ago.
Banjo?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that your real name?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
But anyway, look, it'd be interesting to know who you think will have won. I'll tell you, I'll just give you, because you obviously didn't see it, be realistic.
I don't know any of these people.
It might surprise you. So we had the dancers, a magician, a choir, a dangerous life-threatening act, more singers.
What was it, the Zika
dance,
virus or something?
Singers, dog act.
Please welcome our next act, all the way from the Caribbean, it's the Zika virus. What are you going to do for us? Well, Ant, I'm going to... give you the Zika virus.
They unfortunately got out in the semi-final.
Oh, shame.
Maybe next time they can try again.
Probably, probably a dance act.
It wasn't. Surprisingly, it was actually a magician, which has never happened. Last year, a magician came second, and this year, a magician actually won, which was incredible.
Was it? Why?
Because...
Don't magicians normally win things?
No, it's always singers. It's always singers.
What about the dog? There was a dog.
Yeah, okay, we had two dogs, but it's been majority...
Like, what about diversity?
Yeah, okay, they're a dance act, but you know what I mean? Singers do too well, and considering we've got X Factor as well, which is predominantly for singing...
Yes.
Surely it would be nice for Britain's Got Talent
to... Should they not rule singing out?
That's what I would do. If I was in charge, I'd say no singers allowed.
Yeah.
Just to keep it actual diversity. Because you've got a whole blooming show just for singing.
Yeah.
And then you go and get a singer winning this along with The Voice. You know, you're not going to have like a juggler winning The Voice.
I mean, right, if I gave the slightest bit of a toss about this programme, I would agree with you.
Okay. That's a start.
Well, you're right. You don't have the singers, yeah. But so who won? Did you say
it was a magician. His name was Richard Jones, and he made quite a poignant, noble sort of... because he used to be in the army.
Oh, right.
Right, and he started doing, like, a magic card trick and things, and he was paying tribute to one magician from, like, a long time ago.
Yes.
Who was, like, in the army, and that guy was actually there as well, like a war veteran, a 95...
Okay, so he had a story, he had a backstory.
Pretty much, yeah.
A heart-rending backstory.
Yeah, you're going to come up with that, aren't you, that it's only the sob stories that win.
Well, I don't know, did he have a sob story? I mean, did he seen friends lost in action and all that kind of stuff?
Well... Obviously.
Well, there you go then.
I think just being in the army sort of helped him along.
Yeah, because people like a hero,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So there you go. If that dog had been in the army, or Ashley Banjo had been in the army. So what tricks did he do? A card trick?
Yeah, he had some incredible... Like, in the semi-final especially, he was able to guess what... It was crazy, like... Oh, you have to see it. I can't even describe it.
Have we got a clip of it?
We do have a clip
of... Is it of that? Or...
You'll have to wait and see.
Okay, fine. Here's a clip of it.
When World War II broke out, he enlisted into the Royal
Good
Artillery.
Good answer. Good answer.
And he was sent to the front line in Singapore, where he fought bravely for king and country. While he was there, he underwent heavy fighting. He lost many of his friends, and he himself was shot numerous times... and severely wounded. His family thought he was dead, but in fact, he was captured, and he spent the next 3 years of his life in a prisoner of war camp. Amanda, would you sign this card as quick as you can for me? While he was in the camps, he underwent brutal treatment on a daily basis, treatment that no person should ever have to go through. But one thing that did keep him going was his ability to perform magic. Because he would perform not only for his comrades, to keep morale high. But he would also perform for the guards, who would give him and his friends extra food during the long periods of starvation. But he would have, his favourite trick was to have...
I mean, it goes on a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, and also, you know...
But he's doing things right as he's talking, so,
I
like...
I mean, good audio of a visual trick, though. I mean, that's what I'm getting from that. But
like, he was doing all kinds of stuff. So he's like shuffling cards, and then as he said, the year like 1968 or whatever, he actually put down the cards representing those numbers. And
yes.
I mean, which is like not that impressive in itself, but just the fact that he was recounting a story and paying tribute.
It lost a lot on the radio, if I'm really honest with you. Yeah, but and also, you know, the juxtaposition of a man talking about you know, the death camps of prisoner of war camps of World War II, and then just going, Amanda Holden, sign this card, which is not lost on me. Did he swear at the beginning of that as well, by the way?
No.
Can you play that again, Martin? Just the beginning part of it. I didn't take a second to get it up. I'm sure I heard a man swear during that. Just out of
when World War II broke out,
here we go.
He enlisted into the Royal Artillery.
Here we go.
And he was sent to the front line in Singapore, where he fought bravely for king and country.
Right there. I mean, that's absolutely outrageous. Kill that clip. That's outrageous.
Oh,
Britain's Got Talent.
We just missed the dump button on that. Sorry, everyone.
If you're offended by that clip, I do apologise, but that's Britain's Got Talent for you.
Well, they're soldiers. Soldiers.
Yeah, and they've seen a lot, so I don't blame them for swearing.
Like a trooper.
Unbelievable. Great, a man won a thing. Brilliant, what next?
Is that what you summarised it as? A man won a thing? Right, this is really peculiar.
I mean, you know, war. Talent show. A man won a thing.
Victory on all fronts.
Yeah.
This is The Secret Life of Human Pups. Very strange. On to Channel 4. These are humans that are now... They've got like an alter ego type lifestyle. So they've got jobs during the day and then they come home, dress up in their whole latex dog suits and go out for walkies.
Sorry, are you on some sort of fantasy trip now? Or are you telling us about a program? I'm very confused.
No, this is a show and it's a real thing and I was shocked. I thought, like, okay, maybe people dress up, you know, like for Halloween parties, things like that. You know, you can dress up as an animal, but people do it. Like, there's about 10,000 people in the pup community here in the UK.
Right.
It's a thing and I found it very, very strange. I think we've got a clip to give you a little bit more insight.
Most days for me is just being a dog and chatting to my friends who are other dogs. All of the pups that I know are regular, normal people that you will pass in the street every day.
It's really about finding a simpler part of oneself.
I become more animalistic, more growly. I can only speculate on what my wife thinks about it.
Everybody loves a puppy.
Whenever something new comes along, it's always strange, it's always scary.
Until you try it, I don't think it's fair for anyone to judge what we are.
I don't put a mask on. It's a second skin for me.
Oh, I'm judging, all right. I mean, you know, to coin a Britain's Got Talent phrase, I'm judging that. I mean...
I don't think that's a phrase.
Yeah, it's not a catchphrase of the show.
Did I not say that?
I am judging this.
That.
Simon, what do you think?
I am judging that. Catchphrase. Well, if I... I mean...
Well, it doesn't get a big fat yes from you.
Not really. No. Well, as a programme, I mean, yes, I've been probably interesting. I always be more more about the sort of weird nature of it. But, I mean, they're over the years, many documentaries along this sort of line, I suppose, where people have
You know how one of the guys said that everyone loves puppies? I don't think by humans dressing up as puppies you're going to get everyone to love you in the same way.
It's not the same thing, is it?
That's not the way to get human appreciation and attraction. That's not the way to do it.
Is it a sexual thing?
That's how it started off, I think, from the BDSM community and things like that. But a lot of them are saying that it's not sexual, it's just about their own... You know, they want escapism from troubles of real life and they just want to...
Go to the pub.
Yeah.
Go to the pub.
Yeah, like I say, it sounds a bit like pup, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So just perhaps they meant to go to the pub, but someone flipped the B upside down. It's just basically a typo.
It happens all too commonly, John.
Yeah, I know.
It's interesting how they've got, you know, a sense of identity and they've got competitions for it as well, like the best pup in the UK. That was one of the guys who was in there, was the best pup in the UK.
And yeah. Best in show.
and he goes off to Europe and performs there and tries to win. And it's really interesting. A lot of them were bullied as children, so maybe that might have...
Does he have to go in, like, quarantine when he goes abroad? Sort of travelling the hold.
Imagine.
Johnny Depp smuggled him into Australia.
That's how he got in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then hit him with a telephone.
But they play the act really well. They're, like, sleeping in kennels and things like that. They've got their own... They're on, like, doggy bowls filled with minstrels. I thought chocolate is poisonous.
To dogs,
for dogs, yes. I don't know why the pet owner was feeding them that, but anyway.
Yeah.
I've written a list of things that I want to know whether they do or not that dogs do. Do they smell each other's bums?
Yes, but only in their, like, in the space when they're all meeting up.
Do they eat dog food?
I think some of them do.
Do they go for walks?
Yes, this was the thing. This was a major big thing. Like, they wanted to gauge the reaction of the British public. So they had a big event. They're like, right, we're all going to get together. We're all going to dress up in our dog suits, and then we're all going to go out onto the streets of London. Only two showed up because, let's be honest, I think you're going to have cold feet doing something like that. But I think British public were quite open, and they thought it was just some charity event or whatever. They were taking pictures and things.
Do they get worms?
Possibly.
Are they scared of hoovers?
Possibly.
Do they get abandoned?
No, not yet.
Do they attack toddlers?
No. They're quite lovable, these ones. They don't bite.
They don't sound like dogs to me.
Right. Thank you very much, Samir. If you could please mark all of today's programmes out of... not each, just overall, one mark as an average out of 10 for us.
But despite the Great Britain's Got Talent, they've both dropped it down, so only a 6.
A 6 out of 10 for the weekend television from Samir. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, John.
You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Next, we will be back with bank holiday events, and we'll find out what the people think. Do they think gammon or helmets? It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay then, it's Bank Holiday Monday, in case you hadn't noticed. And a range of bank holiday events happening around the country today, of course. So this is where we bring you sight and hear of them. If you're out and about wondering what to do for this bank holiday Monday afternoon, allow us to help. A lot of things going on all over this fair nation. If you've got an event you want us to publicise, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Torrey on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have you got there, Cornelius? What's come in? What have we got going on? What's going on? What on?
Of course, the town of Whitby holds its annual competition to find out which young boy has the sharpest tongue.
Yes.
The Whitby Wits and Wittiest Son contest runs tonight at St Winifred's Church Hall.
That's right, arrive from around about 5 o'clock, there will be cakes. Cincinnati Zoo will give you the chance to shoot a gorilla. They're shooting a gorilla this afternoon. You can feed the gorillas with children, one per visitor, and then the zookeepers will shoot the gorilla before it does any damage. That's happening at Cincinnati Zoo this weekend. The burning of the Wicker Clarkson has been postponed. That's was going to happen in the Cotswolds, but following last night's general view that Clarkson's are better than Evans, the burning of the Wicker Clarkson now postponed for the time being. Cornelius, anything else?
Yes, of course, in Glasgow is the charity Scottish fruit eating competition.
Yep.
Do you think you have what it takes to eat a whole piece of fruit? Get down and give it a try.
If you are at a loose end, that is worth seeing, actually. That is spectacular. Mm. I did once see probably a man in his mid-50s eat a kumquat.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. A brilliant festival as well. I mean, they've got all sorts of fruit there as well. There's bananas. Mm. I saw... I saw a lady eat one of those. They've got apples.
Well, there was that big controversy last year, weren't there, when one of the contestants deep fried all the fruit to make it more Scottish.
Yes, but they were disqualified.
Yeah,
as far
they
as
were
I remember,
disqualified.
Remember about that,
yeah.
and also at that time being outside Glasgow. When somebody dipped a plum in some heroin.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
That got stopped as well. This is the Women's Institute. Okay, I see. The Women's Institute in Durham are holding a Kate Beckinsale. Now, this is after a misunderstanding. The elderly ladies misheard, and instead of baking cakes for charity, the ladies will be holding a Kate Beckinsale and be selling pirated copies of Underworld and Pearl Harbor for charity. Free entry to that, to the Women's Institute in Durham's Kate Beckinsale this afternoon, if you want to get down there. Still to come, by the way, as I say, what the people think. Now, we go out onto the street to find out what the people think, but the question is, do they think today, gammon or helmet? So we'll find out very shortly. Also, we'll be talking to our foreign correspondent about a big foreign story. Diversity paper review, Mark's doing it today, he's brown. And the big debate is at 3 o'clock, and we'll have a week's worth of lazy PR, and of course, today's mystery, Monday mystery quiz, which will be a bank holiday object. I'll be holding it up. You don't have to identify it from me holding it up in front of the microphone. All that coming here on Talk Radio. It's 23.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Euro 2016. Goal-scoring legends, red card villains and returning champions. 10bet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Tradesman, with Direct Line you can get public liability insurance from just £55. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less August 15 to January 16, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
So, Clive, what do you think of these new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips?
Well, Ian, they've been fantastic. They've got a strong lineup with salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce flavours. But the question is, who'll complete the squad? Yes, Ian, red sauce is full of flavour and strong in the crunch, but brown sauce has plenty of bite and a big, bold taste. You decide which one of these great new flavours will make the final squad on July the 1st. Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays if you're trying to join the eastbound M65 in Lancashire. The entry slip at Junction 8 from the A56 is currently closed for the recovery of an accident involving a caravan. Long queues on the M1 in Derbyshire north towards problems at Junction 28 for Alfreton. One lane is still closed for it because of a vehicle fire. It was completely blocked for a time. A breakdown on the northbound in 5 in Worcestershire is causing delays as you move between Junction 6 for Worcester and 5 for Droitwich. And so is London Bound in 3 is queuing around Junction 2 for the M25 because of restrictions on the exit slip. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then. Welcome indeed. If you're just joining us this bank holiday afternoon, more of bank holiday activities coming up. If you are at a bank holiday activity or you've got one, then by all means do send it in so we can alert others as to its existence. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Diversity pay-per-view coming up very shortly. Just very quickly ahead of that though, we have been out on the streets as you would expect us to be out on them. And today we've been out on the streets to find out what the people think, because there are people out on the streets. But the question is, what do they think? Today, do the people think gammon or helmets?
Helmets. Gammon.
Gammon.
Helmets.
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 Gammon.
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 Helmets.
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 Gammon.
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 Helmets.
Helmets.
Gammon.
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 Helmets.
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 Helmets. Gammon.
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 Helmets.
Helmets. Helmets.
Gammon.
Helmets.
Helmets.
Gammon.
Gammon.
Helmets.
Gammon.
Gammon.
Helmets.
Gammon.
Gammon.
Helmets.
Gammon.
Gammon.
Helmets. Helmets.
Gammon.
Helmets.
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 Gammon.
Gammon.
Helmets.
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 Gammon.
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 Helmets.
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 Gammon.
Gammon.
Helmets. Gammon.
Gammon.
Helmets.
Helmets.
Gammon.
Gammon.
And there you have it. That's what the people think this afternoon. They think gammon or helmets. But the question, of course, is what do you think? That's what we need to know. That's the point. What do you think? Do you think gammon or do you think helmets? Do let us know this afternoon. Do let us know whether you think gammon or helmets. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word gammon or helmets.
Time then for this afternoon's diversity paper review. Yes, it's a bank holiday Monday, but there's still newspapers and they still goddamn need reviewing. And the diversity paper review, of course, is a different diversity reviewing the papers each day. It makes us really the most diverse program in the world. And today we welcome back Mark, who is a...
Brown.
One. So, what is in the newspapers, Mark?
A few things caught my eye.
Yes.
Something that didn't just catch my eye, it also brought a tear to it.
A dull one,
no. No. Magnums, as in the ice cream, are shrinking by a fifth. But the price is going to stay the same.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the ice is melting.
That's true.
And this is just another example of climate change, isn't it?
Yeah.
First, the polar caps... then the bergs, now the magnums. And this probably is when people will start to take notice.
Mm.
Because it's on their doorstep now, isn't it? This problem of the shrinking ice.
So, yeah.
As the chocolate Leonardo's shrunk. As the chocolate shrunk.
Yeah, the chocolate shrunk, the ice cream shrunk. It's not just magnums. It's all kind of sugary products made by Unilever have decided that all kind of snacks, ice creams and chocolates, effectively, should be no more than 250 calories. So that's why things such as your Cornetto has got smaller. And
just one.
Yeah, and the Mars bar has got smaller as well.
Has it?
Mm. Yeah.
That's not going to please Marianne Faithful, is it?
No. It's really upsetting news for us fatties. Yeah.
What, in terms of the actual... Because, Young, you just brought a Snickers in here.
I have, yeah.
And it's massive.
It is. This is a Snickers Duo.
Duo.
Yeah.
Right, so...
See, my problem is, I got this as part of a meal deal.
Yeah.
And whenever I see the phrase meal deal, for me, that means get as best value as possible.
Yeah.
And even though I know that I don't really want two Snickers...
Snick-eye.
I've still gone out and...
Yeah.
My fat fingers couldn't resist picking it up.
This is a problem. But it's like the crisps, isn't it? You go and buy a bag of crisps, but it's just a big, great, big bag of crisps now.
Yeah.
So some things are shrinking, but on the other hand, it's impossible to get a normal-sized bag of crisps in a shop. It's just a big bag. So I don't...
Yeah.
So what's happening with the world, Mark?
It's like Coke as well. Do you remember we used to all drink cans of Coke? Now we all drink, like, mini bottles.
Right.
I say mini bottles. This isn't mini. This is a...
That's
this
a big old normal bottle.
That's more than a can, though, isn't it, in there?
Yeah,
what's
much
a can? 330 mil. What's in there?
500 mil.
That's like a pint of Coke.
Yeah.
Is it?
568 mil is a pint. That's terrible. Wow. That is terrible. But yeah, you're absolutely right with the Magnums. And I know, do you know what? Yesterday, it's timely that you should say this, but it was a little sunny day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I took my daughters. I spent the day with my daughter yesterday, and they got a chocolate. They got an ice cream treat.
Yeah.
Right? And they went, went to the place to get, opened the fridge in the newsagent, and yes, I noticed the Magnums were small. I didn't have one, but I thought, they're smaller than they used to be. And it turns out I was right.
For me, it was the Cornetto that I really noticed it on, because the Cornetto used to be huge, isn't it? It used to be quite big.
Like a sort of barooka.
Yeah.
Bazooka.
Bazooka.
What's a barooka?
Something in the foot, isn't it?
It's where you
I'm thinking of Barocca.
Yeah, yeah.
I mixed up the drink Barocca and a bazooka.
And a Veruca as well.
Yeah, I have. In there. A sort of gun that fires infected feet with an energy powder.
I'm writing that one down.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, okay.
The Cornetto's.
I had a Mars ice cream on Saturday and it seemed normal, so just for a bit of balance. It's true, though.
Yeah.
What is normal? That's the thing.
It's deep, isn't it, for a bank home? Yeah. So what? How do they justify charging the same money for this?
Because they're doing it for our own health, apparently.
Tiny Magnum.
Because obviously people like me can't decide what's good and bad for me, so I need Unilever, a large, giant corporate, to tell me what is. They'll still charge me the same amount for doing it.
Of course they will. But you'll feel healthier.
I will,
But have fewer money.
Or maybe I'll just eat more.
That's what they're banking on. Because the phrase, just one Cornetto, is no longer true, is it?
No.
That's the thing.
It's one and a half Cornettos now.
And you need at least that, So that doesn't work either. All right, what else have you got?
I saw this in The Sun. It's on page 18. Basically, Benedict Cumberbatch has been pictured wearing glasses. And obviously The Sun think he might be looking to play the role of Q in the new Bond film.
Right.
The next Bond film.
Just because he's wearing some glasses.
Yeah.
Perhaps he just needs some glasses for reading or something. I mean,
actors don't do that, John.
Well,
clearly, if they're changing their image, it's for a new role.
Well, you're currently wearing glasses.
I am.
Do you want to be Q in the new James Bond film?
I do quite like the idea of being involved in the new James Bond film.
Hang on. John's reaching into his bag.
John, do you want to be Q?
I now have my glasses on, which I have to... Oh, my God, everything's so clear, actually. I don't normally wear these. Last year, my eyes started to go. I was trying to not be able to read my phone properly from near my face, where it lives, you know, where you look at it, and realised I needed some glasses, so I went to get some, and I have them. I don't really wear them very often. But actually, I should do, because everything looks much better now. But I'm wearing them, you know, because I can't read very well, because I'm old, not because I want to be cute. And I'm just saying that might be the same reason that Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, not far be it for me to poo poo a tabloid esque story, but.
I've just checked the bookies. They've said that Benedict Cumberbatch is probably the next favourite to be the new Q. Your second favourite. But Lenny Henry says he wants me to be the next Q.
Yeah. Well, he might say that, but really he wants him to be the next Q.
Probably.
Because, you know, like with his Broadchurch argument, and there aren't enough black or brown people in Broadchurch, what he actually meant was that there isn't enough Lenny Henry in Broadchurch.
Yeah.
Which got him the role in Broadchurch. Yeah.
Everyone's a winner.
You could be... I mean, you know, you could be... You could... be in Broadchurch if they asked you.
Yeah, not quite. I've never seen it. I've no idea what it's
doesn't
about.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not really particularly religious. Does that change anything?
It's not really about that.
Okay.
It's not really about church. It's fine.
If I eat enough Magnums, I can become quite broad.
That's that good. Yeah.
I can become broader.
Broader church.
Yeah.
I should clean these glasses, really. Anyway, that story's nonsense. What else is...
This is a story that wasn't in the papers. It was in the magazine I read over the weekend that I thought was quite interesting. The price of quinoa...
Yes.
A favourite among many middle-class listeners, has actually reached an all-time low. And it's actually quite tragic what's happened to it. So quinoa was originally grown in Bolivia and basically really poor farmers in the Andes grew it.
Right.
But then as it got more and more popular, other people around the world decided that they'd try and grow quinoa. And they realised that you can pretty much grow quinoa anywhere.
And for nothing.
And for almost nothing. Yeah. So now the Bolivian farmers who thought they'd... onto a bit of a... I wouldn't say gold mine. They thought they were going to make a decent living from it.
Yeah.
I've now realised they can't.
That's terrible, isn't it, actually? They invented this... by accident, invented the trendy food. And then everyone else has just gone, yeah, well, so.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Yeah. Now, that is a bit of a...
That's really sad,
isn't
it? It's
a kick in the teeth, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are the sales of quinoa, do they remain as poncy as ever? Or
yeah, quinoa has never been more popular.
They should bulk out a Magnum with it.
Yeah.
If there's an excess of it, what you do is you bite into. Well, it'd be healthier as well, wouldn't it? So you get maybe the bulk out the Magnum to its original size, or the Cornetto. But in, yeah, well, let's take the Cornetto as an example, right? So you got a Cornetto, as you say, it's smaller.
Yeah.
Bulk it back up to its original size, but fill the cone with quinoa. You know, right. So you've got ice cream at the top still.
Yeah.
In your various flavours, your chocolate, your strawberry, raspberry, etc. But then the cone is full of quinoa, and therefore it's healthier than it being full of ice cream, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great idea. You should work for Unilever or something.
Well,
I've always said that. I've always said John should work for Unilever.
Whenever you've ever heard me on the radio or anything, usually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whenever we finish this show every day, he says to me, are you sure you shouldn't be working with someone like Unilever or just not here? And I say, yes. Did you know Hugh Dennis, out of off of TV's Punt and Dennis and Outnumbered, used to be Unilever's brand manager?
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And I think he might be coming in as a guest at some point fairly shortly, so we should get him on this.
What does brand manager actually do? Does he come up with all the slogans and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think he does, yeah. I think he was in charge of shower gel or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think they probably only got him to do that so they could get him to do the voiceovers for free for all their adverts.
That could be it, actually. Yeah. Good, anything else in the...
Yeah, you might... I don't know if you're a football fan or not, John.
No.
If you were a football fan, you might have tuned into what you thought was the biggest game of the weekend, which was Atletico Madrid versus Real Madrid, when actually you missed the big football story, and that's that the alternative World Cup has started. CONIFA, the Confederation of Independent Football Associations, which is kind of an alternative to FIFA, kicked off its World Cup over the weekend.
CONIFA?
CONIFA.
Yeah?
Yeah. No,
nothing to do with Econ. Oh. Basically, it's all the world's kind of smaller countries or areas which haven't quite got independence yet, or and in some cases probably never will, have kind of got together and decided to have a little World Cup.
Right, so countries such as?
Such as, I'm going to be careful how I pronounce this, the host nation, Abazaria,
isn't he the evil uncle in Aladdin?
Apparently, it's a subtropical coastline and mountains on the shores of the Black Sea that broke away from Georgia after the war in the early 1990s.
Sounds quite nice.
Yeah, quite fancy it as a stag destination. Northern Cyprus.
Yep.
The United Koreans in Japan, who I think are Koreans who live in exile in Japan.
Yes.
This one's quite contentious, actually. The Punjab, or the Panjab, it's a squad of British Asians who originate from the area that straddles India and Pakistan.
Right.
And there's also a little bit of Italy called Padania that has entered a team into the tournament as well.
Are they a broken away part of Italy?
Then? They're a part of Italy that wants to gain independence in northern Italy.
Right.
Apparently, I think it's quite close to Milan. Lapland also has a team.
I like that.
The Santa play.
That's good, isn't it?
I'm not sure. Piers Anders Blind plays for the Lapland team. Mm. And he's also an owner of a herd of reindeer and the president of CONIFA.
Great. So this has kicked off where? Which nation? Which host nation did you say?
Abracadabra. Yeah.
It'll do.
It's off the coast of Georgia.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. Thanks for that.
Cheers,
thanks
Mark.
Thanks for that. That was today's Diversity Pay-Per-View with Mark, who is a...
Brand.
One. And there will be another Diversity Pay-Per-View tomorrow. But after 3 o'clock today, of course, the big debate. Now, slightly different today in that it's a bank holiday, so what we thought we'd do was bring you one of our previous big debates. Well, kind of a best of... really, but it's not laziness.
No,
it's not laziness. It's not laziness. No,
not at all.
No, it's just another chance to hear one of the big debates. So that's coming up after 3 o'clock. There will also be today's mystery object quiz. The other thing I should tell you is about the news, because you know the news is at 3 o'clock.
It's very complicated.
It's complex, isn't it? So there isn't really.
Can't get my head around it.
There isn't really the news, right? Because Victoria, who normally does our news, couldn't be asked to turn up because it's a bank holiday. So there's no news from her. There's no sport because Ben and Moose are both off. So we've got nothing. Anyway, what we're going to bring you is a bank holiday replacement news service. Have you heard this at 2 o'clock? Basically, I'm going to do the news. Cornelius will attempt to read the weather. And Asprod Cass.
Hi.
Isn't through the glass. She's in here. And she's going to do the sport. So, the replacement news service with us coming next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! 44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
More resources are needed to stop migrants trying to reach the UK on boats or lives will be lost, a former Border Force chief inspector has said. It comes after two British men were charged with immigration offences following the rescue of 20 people from an inflatable boat off Kent on Sunday. Those rescued included 18 Albanian migrants, two of whom were children. Ex-Inspector John Vine said there was an equal chance of migrants drowning in the Channel as in the Mediterranean. The relaunch of BBC Two's Top Gear was seen by an average of 4.4 million viewers, overnight figures show. New host Chris Evans said earlier in the week he would be disappointed with anything fewer, less than 5 million viewers for the show's first episode. The final Top Gear, featuring former host Jeremy Clarkson, attracted 5.3 million viewers last June. But the new show was still the most watched programme in its time slot, attracting 22.8% of the audience. Its nearest rival was the British Soap Awards on ITV, which was seen by some idiots. Former Justice Secretary Ken Clark says parole boards should have more power to free criminals jailed because they're a danger to the public. He told BBC Radio 4's Today programme that it was absurd to keep prisoners in jail beyond their original terms. The Conservative MP described the UK's prisons as overcrowded slums. This is easy, this news, isn't it? I mean, Victoria, you know, just makes it look like she goes out there and says, I've got to type the news. All I do is cut and paste that off the BBC website.
You don't have any clips, though.
No, I don't have any clips of her, but I don't need them, do I? I didn't need clips. I could have had some if you'd made them.
Mm. But you don't like my clips. Shut up. Hurry up.
But, okay, so that's what I've done the news.
Yep.
Bank holiday placement news service. Cornelius has got the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Today is set to be another fine day with a good chance of sunshine this afternoon. It is set to be cloudy till around midday with breaks of sunshine before a few hours of sunshine in the north. We cross now live to Marta, who's up in the north.
I'm in the north. It's very cold.
Thank you, Marta. The wind is set to be pick up, however, and it may be windier than it has been in the past few days.
He's actually reading that.
Right. Have you written this? This is badly.
He's actually been that, honestly, like a child. He's like, you know, right, I've got a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, right? And when they learn, you know, the 4-year-old particularly learning to read, the 6-year-old can read now. You know, but the 4-year-old, right, running at their finger under each word like it were a Peter and Jane book.
I was thinking and the Cornelius exact
is,
same thing.
He's actually doing that. He's just... Carry on.
The wind is set to pick up, however, and it may be windier than it has been in the past few days, but it will still be warm. Highs of 21 in some areas with lows of 9. Tonight will be clear, cool and dry with a minimum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius.
Difficult words. Temperature, Celsius. Practice them at home. That was Cornelius with the weather. Marta live in the north. Now, Asprodcast has the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Striker Daniel Sturridge returned to training with England on Monday on the eve of the final 23-man squad announcement for Euro 2016. Sorry. The 26-year-old missed Friday's 2-1 win over Australia, having sustained a calf problem during Liverpool's Europa League final loss to Serbia. Cows. Southampton fullback Ryan Bertrand sat out the early session as he received treatment on a knock. On a knock. What's a knock? Thanks.
Who's there?
Centre back. Shut up.
Asprodcast
who?
Moose.
Centre back Gary Cahill recovered from a hip operation to train with the squad. England coach Roy Hodgson.
Roy Hodgson initially named 26 man squad after the final. What's a Kurt? C-U-R-T at Kirch. Kirch.
Like a big bus.
What's a bus?
Like a big car.
Car. Okay.
Karen.
You sure?
Sure.
Right, well, I don't know where I'm going, so I'll just move to the next one. Scott Andrew... Oh, I'm not reading that one because I don't like that name. England's Chris Wood came from 3 slots down to win. Get off! Down to win the BMW PGA Golf Championship at Wentworth. Wood, 28, carded a 3-under-par 69 on the final round. What is all this nonsense? Final round to finish 1 shot ahead of Rickard Carlberg, who struck a stunning 65, including a hole-in-one. Rude.
A what-in-one?
Hurl.
What, was he sick?
No, not hurl. Hurl.
Say goal.
Isn't that where you're from?
Goal.
Girl.
You're a bit northern, though.
I'm not that northern.
But you're a bit northern.
Yeah, but I people don't understand what I'm saying.
People understand what I'm saying.
Who does?
Sorry.
Other people.
What?
It's because you've got little ears on your little head, on your little body, sat behind a desk.
Carry on.
It's the biggest win of my career. I've always wanted to win a tournament and to win one with my family here is meaning, Wood said. Masters champion Danny Willett slipped off to lead... to finish third. Off the lead to finish third. And that's the sport powered by Asprodcast, not through the glass.
Good. Thanks for that. Right, six minutes past 3. The big debate, it will be coming next. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. This is your life. This is your life. It's spending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Honestly, Victoria makes that look really difficult, but it's easy, isn't it?
It's so
absolutely
easy.
Simple doing the news. I don't know why anyone. Anyway, that was your replacement, a bank holiday replacement news service on Talk Radio. Last night, of course, by the way, I'm John Holmes, it's 7 minutes past 3. Last night saw the British Soap Awards. I've got some of the results here for you. Best smell went to Coal Tar. Best comeback was won by the two fiddly bits of soap that you get when the remains of a bar has broken in half, but has then been squashed back together by someone in the shower in a futile attempt to make it usable. Best use on hair in the absence of shampoo went to Dove, and worst soap went to that little bit of frothless grit that you get in a travel lodge.
Talk Radio.
Right, good afternoon then. It's, it's time for the big debate. So, big debate then. You'll be aware of this story. This is enormous. A man is attempting to revive an historic walk through Chertsey to Thorpe. which has become, and I'm quoting now, and this is shocking, an overgrown, treacherous trek. This is a man thinks the footpath should be restored to its original state, and he's hoping that Surrey County Council will agree with him. Now, that is a big story, of course, but it's certainly causing some controversies, and certainly on the telephones. I've got a man on the telephone. Is that who's that on line two? Am I right? You're campaigning against paths. Am I right? You don't want paths.
Hello.
On the phone. Hello.
Hello. Is that me?
Yes. You don't want paths.
Peter in Godalming. Peter in Godalming.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Yes, I'm not too bad. I am campaigning against paths.
Yes.
Paths, I think you called them, but paths. I just think in an age where we're trying to get closer to nature, natural habitat, grasslands, grass verges, playing fields, what have you,
yes.
I don't think they need the arterial routes of paths, concrete paths, spoiling them, quite frankly.
Right, well, I mean, it's a point of view. I mean, you're not alone in this, thinking that Britain really does have too many of these things. I want to bring in the other line, which is line 1000, and I think Steve, is it Steve on that line? Steve?
That is, yes.
Steve,
yes.
Now, yeah. Steve, you're very much, I mean, you've heard that story. There's a man wanting to get a council behind him to open up an old path. And I suppose you're for that, aren't you? You say there's not enough paths.
Absolutely. I mean, Surrey County Council, where is their focus? Where is their focus? Yeah. I mean, you can't just orienteer through life. You need to have a clear route, enable people. It's a legitimate right of way.
Yes.
And that's what people should have access to. That. It offers a legal protection as any other highway in the country. We have a right for those rights, for those paths.
Right. So, I mean, put a number on it. Let's pin this right down from the beginning. Put a number on it. How many paths would you like to see, and it is paths, would you like to see in Britain? How many?
One for every child.
One for every child. Right, okay, well, let me bring in...
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
Absolutely ridiculous that to have these paths or paths, as I think you call them. No, I would like to see 50, 60, maybe 50 or 60 countrywide. I don't think we need any more than that. What could be nicer than your legs brushing through long grass? I think it was Betjeman in that lovely poem. I brush my legs through the long grass.
Yeah, yes, it's grass. Let's talk about ramblers here as well, because this is important, isn't it? What would think about if we followed your route, Peter, and I use that term deliberately, we're going to end up with just ramblers everywhere. At least at the moment, they stay where they're supposed to be on the path, don't they? But if you go down your route, there's going to be ramblers everywhere.
No, sorry. I think ramblers or ramblers, as you call them, would stay on the path or path and maybe enjoy some time on the grass or grass, as you're calling it. I think that ramblers want to go on the grass or grass. I don't think that they need path or path.
Steve in Chippenham, what do you make of that? I mean, what do you make of this? I mean, this, you know, what are you going to do with the ramblers?
Well, ramblers, yes. Obviously. A path should be, it should be no undulation. It should be nice and flat. It should be effective for all people to have access to it.
Yes.
And you're suggesting going through hedges and, you know, grass growing everywhere. It's just going to be, people. It's a hazard.
Yes, but
no, you say it should be flat or flat as you call it. But, you know, I think that ramblers want to go and enjoy the fields. They want to see things in their natural habitat tapped. Don't you agree? I mean, I think you're having a laugh about this.
Steve, do you want to come back on that?
I think that, if we look at, take cycle paths as a great example, that you know where cyclists are, and that's where they should be. You know, if you start hanging all the paths away, then it's just going to be a free-for-all.
Well, cycle path sounds like psychopath, doesn't it? Is that a coincidence?
Yes, it does. It does sound. It sounds exactly like it.
Coincidence, Steve?
How often? I mean, on EastEnders, for example.
Yes.
TV's Leslie Grantham, played by Dirty Den.
Grantham.
He, Leslie Grantham. He was on a path, and he got, he got killed, didn't he? On a path, and it was right by a canal, next to a barge or a badge. And he got killed, murdered. Hiked or hit on the head, if I remember rightly.
But at that logic, you want to take away Daffodil, who I believe that's who was holding during the incident.
He got stabbed. No, he didn't. Got shot. Sorry.
Or shat. Daffodils. Steve, let me put this to you. I've got the things coming in here. I've got, if you laid all the paths...
Paths. Or paths. End to end.
End to end.
And the whole of England.
Yeah, yes. And they'd reach from here. This is a statistic.
They go from here through England to France or France. And you know, that's too many paths.
So if we get back to your original point, suggesting only 50 or 60 paths or paths across the country, it'd just lead up to, it'd be like motorways, and it'd just be traffic jams of ramblers trying to go from point A to point B. Just ineffective. We need more.
What's a traffic jams? Do you expect to see? Nonsense, expect jams. Traffic jams.
And there, we must leave the debate. Could you sum the argument up in one word for us, Stephen Chippenham?
Root.
Peter, one word, please, to sum up the debate.
Jams.
You're listening to Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf, I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Northumberland's A1 southbound is struggling between Alnwick and Morpeth. There's about a 5 mile queue because of roadworks. Nottinghamshire's northbound M1 is stop start between 27 at Hucknall at 28 at Alfreton. Two lanes are closed because of an accident. There was also a vehicle fire at 28, which has been sorted now. Cheshire's southbound M6 is slow from 21 down to 90 at Knutsford after earlier problems. Through Weston on the Green in Oxfordshire, the southbound A34 around the M40 at junction 9 busy because of an accident. And earlier problems on Bristol's eastbound M4 means queues towards junction 20. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. It's Bank Holiday Monday afternoon and I am John Holmes. Yes, some of your reactions, of course, are coming in. This is Talk Radio, of course. Reactions is our... We're nothing without reactions. It's Talk Radio. What do you bloody expect? That's what happens on it.
All right.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What reactions have been coming
Lots
in?
Lots coming on. Frankly, I think it's just another example of the sexualisation of sex has come in from Mother. And annoying teacher cliche says, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
Right, thank you very much for your reactions. If you do have a reaction, by the way, and you'd like to react it in this direction, then you'd be more than welcome to send your reaction to us, and we will take that reaction and then read out your reaction on the radio. The home of reactions. Meanwhile, I don't know whether you've seen any news. I don't know whether you've, you know, it's bank holiday, I realise, and, you know, there's often fewer news around, isn't there? But I don't know whether you've seen any.
No, I haven't. Have you
not seen any kind of news?
No, canteen's closed, so I'm actually really hungry for some news.
Yeah?
Yeah, haven't had any news all day.
Okay. But allow us to... I mean, the thing is, when the canteen do it, I've seen them do it, they make it quite complicated, don't they?
Well, John, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, the handy... news is that we can simplify it down and help you understand it with our feature here in the afternoons, where we take the news and we break it down to its it's very much down to its base commodity, which is of course Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Shot at zoo in America. Ev, everyone's gone ape.
The news in haikus. 21 minutes past 3. Monday afternoon. A bank holiday. And it's time to bring you this week's edition of Lazy PR. Here's how it works if you haven't heard it before. We work in the media here, just here inside your radio where we are. Just look here. That's just scratching on the grill that you're listening to. Just inside. No.
Just inside the speaker there, that's scratching. Okay. I'm just scratching on the grill inside yours. Inside your speaker, I'm just scratching on the grill.
There's not much space in here, is there?
Not a lot, no. And, here in the media, we get emailed all the time by PR companies and marketing people trying to pass off their, I don't know what it is, detritus, to get coverage on the radio or in the television or in the newspapers. And we're on the receiving end in many ways of a carpet bombing campaign of PR tat, where they offer you guests, they offer you prize opportunities, spurious client surveys dressed up as news. It's a hateful industry, and we get bombarded by this stuff. And what unites it, however, is it's all sent to us by PR executives who get paid an enormous amount of money, yet do none of the research. They don't ever listen to this. They don't know what talk radio is. They don't even know what the radio is. They're just on a list and they send it out there. And this is where we bring you a roundup of the laziest examples we've got over the past 7 days as it pops into our inbox of PR that's simply not suitable or would never be used by this programme. We call it Lazy PR. Cornelius, what's come in to you this week?
I got this from a man called Dave. He says, UK economy loses £100 billion due to absenteeism. Brits don't turn up for work. Story for bank holiday. Hi. With Brits celebrating this weekend's spring bank holiday, brackets, 30th of May 2016, close brackets, the British economy loses a shocking £100 billion due to the issue of absenteeism, with UK employees skipping 130 million days a year.
Great.
There's not even that many days in a year.
You're absolutely right. They haven't done their research at all.
How
many days are in a year?
How are these people getting away with that?
Wait a minute. There's 365 days in a year.
And some people are skipping
131 million days a year.
They'll be getting paid for that as well.
God, if you got paid just a pound a day, you'd be rich.
Yeah. You wouldn't even have to turn up. Catapult highlights what? The scale of the workplace.
What's Catapult?
That doesn't say.
Oh, no, wait, that must be the client. So yeah. What's happened here is, Catapult are something, and they've paid a company to get them some coverage on the radio and so on and so forth. And the spurious thing they've come up with is one of these surveys about people not turning up for work. But it's obviously the company. Who's the guest they've offered?
The guest is a case study spokesperson from Rosa's Thai Cafe.
Great. What's a Thai cafe got to do with anything? That's the first mention of that in the entire story.
Yeah. It doesn't even say where the Thai cafe is.
Thailand?
Or, yeah. Just says, a spokesperson from Rosa's Thai Cafe is available for further comment.
Yeah. Well, great. I can't...
We'll get her on, definitely.
Why we haven't booked her. How fascinating.
It's good we've been bidding for her as well, so it's good this came in.
God. Right, okay, so here's mine. Where is it? I lost it. Oh, here we go. Hi, John. Millennium Falcon. Oh, I thought, interesting. Mm. It might be Star Wars related. Millennium Falcon and Wild West Saloon. I thought, interesting, on the subject header. I'll keep reading. Among 32 vying to be the shed of the year. So a shed shaped slightly like the Millennium Falcon and a converted camper van is among the, and I quote, wacky designs that have been shortlisted for the shed of the year. While most people are happy if they can escape for the odd hour or two among the pot plants and rusty saws, more committed enthusiasts have lovingly put time and patience into creating some of the most eye-catching sheds in the UK. See if you can spot the... spot who might have organised this and then paid a PR company thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds to get mentioned. Their finest efforts have been... They've subtly hidden it. Mm. Their finest efforts have been whittled down to a shortlist of 32, which will battle it out to be named Cuprinol Shred of the Year. Shred of the Year. Shed of the Year. Right. Sheds have been nominated in eight categories. Pub and entertainment themed sheds. Among those... A summer house, a sunlit hideaway created from recycled pallets, an ex-boathouse, and a shed built on the back of a pickup truck, and a shed that houses a real African dwarf crocodile. To speak to the crocodile, please get in touch. He doesn't say that. These 32 sheds include some of the best I've ever seen. Who will take Cuprinol Shed of the Year? It's going to be tough. Would you like anyone to come on your show and talk about sheds?
Yes.
No. So that's what we've learned.
I'm just looking at the website now.
From lazy PR. In terms of... it's quite lazy, isn't it? If you work for a PR company, by the way, and would like inclusion in lazy PR, then, you know, just keep sending us your stuff like you normally do. Lazy PR subject line of the week comes like this. Feature pitch. The marrying of music in pop culture... Sorry, the marrying of classical music in pop culture with Kate Simcoe. absolutely no idea what that is. But Lazy PR, there it is. Some of the latest examples we've got over the past 7 days. If you do want to, if you've got Lazy PR, you know, and you might, everyone probably gets this stuff, send it over.
Yeah, why not?
We'll put it in the Lazy PR folder. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We will be coming back to talk to you about these specific things. Mystery quiz. Today is a Monday, so it's Mystery Monday. It's Mystery Object quiz today. I'll be holding something up in front of the microphone in the next half an hour. All you have to do is try to identify it. That's Mystery Monday quiz, but I'll get the thing out. We'll also have an eargasm and Alco Vox Pops, of course, where drunk people have been canvassed for their opinions on the week's news while drunk out of their minds, stepping out of pubs and clubs over the weekend. All to come in the next half an hour on Talk Radio.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Are you?
Weekday mornings from 10
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. So we reach today's Monday mystery quiz. Monday, it's a mystery quiz. What's going to happen now is I'm going to hold something up in front of the microphone here in the studio, and all you have to do is identify the object. It's the Monday mystery quiz. Monday mystery quiz. 8722, by the way.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So feel free to have a guess, because this afternoon there is... We rolled it over from last week. £5,000.
£5,000. Not available.
Up for grabs.
Not available.
If you get it right, and do look carefully, because, as I say, this could net you a call. Bank holiday £5,000.
This cannot net you a cool £5,000.
And what would you do with? Think about it now. Just think about it, listening to the radio, thinking, what would I do with £5,000?
Do not think about what you could do with £5,000.
Because £5,000 is up for. Someone's got to get it before 4 o'clock this afternoon.
No one will get it.
Somebody
is not up for grabs.
Somebody has to win £5,000 here.
Nobody
on Talk Radio.
Nobody has to win
£5,000 on Talk Radio. So,
here
comes the mystery object. As I hold it up to the microphone, there it is. What's that? All you got to do, hold it a bit longer. All right, put it back down. What's that? All you got to do is identify it. It's that simple. 8722 if you think you can.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
£5,000 up for grabs this afternoon if you can identify...
No, it's not.
...the mystery object. £5,000.
No, it's not.
£5,000 not available.
For grabs, if you can identify the mystery object. John, a lot of guesses coming in. John, Are you holding up a boy like that gorilla did? No, I wasn't holding up a boy. I could see why you'd think I was, because I did. It felt like it was a similar weight to a boy, didn't it?
Similar weight, definitely.
It's not a boy like that gorilla did. But thanks for your guess, Sally. I'm afraid you're not winning the £5,000. Carl has been on. John, is it a Porsche 918 Spider? No, Carl, it wasn't. Jim has been on as well. John, is it a Spider? No, it's not. Neither of those things. Cornelius, I know you've got some guesses.
Yes.
That are coming in there. I mean, at the end of the day, the £5,000 up for grabs for a lot of people.
No, £5,000.
Jeremy says, is it the clouds that are blocking the sun from shining on this bank holiday?
No, it wasn't that. No.
They're in the sky.
John, are you holding up a poor imitation of an original, like Top Gear? No, I wasn't. Now, come on, I think this is quite an easy one this week.
Mm.
I don't think it's that difficult. Shall I hold it up? I'll hold it up again.
Hold it up one more time.
I genuinely don't think it's that difficult. Right, what? What's that? All you got to do is tell me what you think that is and identify it. Hold it a bit longer. Con, do you want to move the microphone a little bit nearer to
Okay,
it?
Wait.
There you go. What is that? There you go. 87. Hang on. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
A few more guesses, though. Let's have a few more guesses. A few more guesses, please.
James says, is it that fake bomb that was left at the Old Trafford a few weeks back?
No, it isn't. But again, that probably does weigh about the same as a boy, so I can see why you would think that. We're just holding up a lump of sugar, John, a big lump of sugar ahead of the sugar tax. Was it that, says John this afternoon on Twitter? No, it wasn't.
No.
We're going to roll this up. We're going to roll this over. I mean, you can keep your guesses coming in for today's mystery object on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with any word you like.
£5,000 up for
£5,000 not available, shush.
Before 4 o'clock this afternoon, £5,000.
£5,000 not available, shush. Stop it.
Up for grabs.
No. It's not.
Now, you know how Talk Radio is built up of differing opinions?
Yeah.
You know how you get an opinion that people like and an opinion that people don't like, and then someone has a row about it?
Yeah, yeah.
So while you're thinking about the mystery quiz, what we're going to do is bring you our Talk Radio in the Afternoon eargasm. Right, and that works by taking two opposing songs that ordinarily you'd think would be opposing, wouldn't you? Opposing.
Yeah.
So you take a song, you play another song, and you think, well, you can't put them together. That way madness lies. I mean,
it doesn't work.
But it does work.
What?
It's where two differing things, opinions, songs, are brought together, but instead of creating disharmony, they create harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the eargasm that we bring you of an afternoon on the odd occasion. Today's... Yes, I know exactly what it is. What is it?
Oh, Oasis and Green Day.
Thank you. I was just asking you.
I was mouthing it to you to make you look better than just happened.
I'm happy to bring, you know, pull the curtain away and go, I've literally forgot what it was. So there it is. Oh, you're absolutely right. It's Oasis versus Green Day. And while you're listening to that, do keep your guesses coming in for today's mystery quiz. I think we're going to call it Wonderwall Boulevard. The noise of today's eargasm. That Green Day versus Oasis, with a bit of Travis thrown in for good measure there, I think, just as a little trick. It's like you had two opinions, as I said, in musical form, but then a third opinion just sort of phoned in.
Yeah, he had to ring up.
Just didn't like what he heard, joined in with it, the debate. That's an eargasm on Talk Radio. Guess is coming in for the mystery quiz still, by the way. Not many of them right. By that I mean none of them. John, is it a copy of Rory McGrath's 2003 DVD Own Goals and Gaffes? Were you holding that up in front of the microphone? No, I'm afraid I wasn't. Sounds very heavy, John. Was it Ginger producer Dave's Book of Student Phone Numbers? No, it wasn't that either. And was it the tranquilizing dart that had been shot at Harambe the gorilla? That should have been shot at Harambe the gorilla rather than a bullet. No, no one's got that right. Fourth opinion there coming in today's eargasm. Differing opinions on the radio, always sounding controversially mashed together, aren't they? When you hear two people arguing, but when songs are put together, not disharmony, but harmony. And that is the point of the Talk Radio eargasm. Nobody's got the mystery object right so far. I'm going to hold it up one more time in front of the microphone until I think we should get rid of this money today. What £5,000 up for grabs?
Not available.
£5,000 to anyone who can.
No money is available for this competition. Do not enter hoping to win some money.
Identify what this is. I can't actually hold it much longer. What? I'll be right back. What is that? £5,000 to who can ever...
Not available.
...can tell me how... what that object is, 8722.
Start your message with the word.
That's what I'm saying.
Start your message anywhere, do you like?
We'll be back with drunk people talking about the week's news next. That's Alco Vox Pops on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, have tricks up its sleeve like Advanced Park Assist, buy Xenon headlights, come with a year's free insurance and be yours to drive for just $169 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Limited Edition 1.4i 75 PS 3-door with a year's free insurance for just $169 a month over 35 months with 2704 advance rental. To find out more, search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire, excess miles of contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 7 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Insurance underwritten by GS Insurance Limited. First year free insurance, 21 to 75 year olds. License held minimum 1 year. 18 to 20s, contact your local retailer. T's and C's apply, offer ends 30th June.
TradePoint, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northumberland's A1 southbound is struggling between Alnwick and Morpeth. There's about a 5-mile queue because of roadworks. Nottinghamshire's northbound M1 is stop-start between 27 at Hucknall at 28 at Alfreton. Two lanes are closed because of an accident. There was also a vehicle fire at 28, which has been sorted now. Cheshire's southbound M6 is slow from 21 down to 19 at Knutsford after earlier problems. Through Weston on the Green in Oxfordshire, the southbound A34 around the M40 at Junction 9 busy because of an accident. And early problems on Bristol's eastbound M4 means queues towards Junction 20. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Now, we're all about questions here on Talk Radio, so here, friends, is a question for you. Has anybody here seen Kelly? I have. He's with me on the next show. He's going for gold in the paper review, and he's always game for a laugh. See what I did there?
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, it's 4:15. Yasmin Khan in at Yasmin Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. In for Sam Delaney at 4:00, of course. We're going to hear from some drunk people in a minute. We've been out canvassing drunk people on the streets, of course, to find out their opinions on the week's news over the weekend. That's coming up. Plus, we will talk to our foreign correspondent very shortly. Ahead of that, though, the news, Con. I don't know if you've seen any of the news.
Yeah, just by the window, I saw the news taking a... in the bin.
Right, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
No, so allow us to explain it and simplify it and make it easier for you. And we do that by distilling the news down to its component parts, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Captures. Boy, could be PR for that new Jungle Book film.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Could be.
So, you know drunk people, yeah? You know how they're all out at the weekend in the bank holiday or being drunk and that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I think what should be done is that they should be asked, while drunk, for their opinions on the week's news. That's what should be done. Out in the streets, just go up to them and say, what do you think, drunk person, of the week's news? Sort of like a vox pop. They call it a vox pop, don't they?
Mm.
Yeah. But when we do it with the drunk people, we call it Alco Vox Pops.
Oh, good one.
Thanks. Sounds like this.
Excuse me, can I just have a quick word? Jose Mourinho is the new manager of the Chelsea Flower Show. Discuss.
My best friend works there. She's having a good time. She finds it a bit strict sometimes.
And it's a bit strict, like, I don't know, like, yeah, like, it's cool.
Good for him. I feel like it's a career move. I don't know.
Top Gear is back. What car would you use to reverse over Chris Evans and why?
I would use one of those, I don't know what they're called now because I'm so drunk, but I'd use a minivan because Chris Evans is a c**t and he deserves to be run over by a car that carries children.
A Nissan Micra because it's a s**t box and it, you know, it'll do the job.
A python bit a man on the penis. What animal would you least like to bite you in the penis, or if you're a woman, on the foo-foo?
A bear. Because, you know, it's a bear. What can I say?
A lion. Because I don't want any lion teeth for my penis.
The least animal I would like to bite me on the penis would be a horse, because they have big teeth.
A python would be good. Neither would a wolverine. Not a wolverine. What's the, no, what's the, what's the wolverine based on? A wolverine.
Alco Vox Pops there, drunk people. What's a Wolverine based on?
Wolverine. Yeah.
Drunk people canvass for their opinions on the week's news. So, good afternoon then. You are listening to Talk Radio, which is on the radio, as the name would intimate. I am John Holmes. It's time now for foreign news. But just before we talk to our foreign correspondent this afternoon, let's outline the story. Now, the European Commission has recommended for Slovenia to exit the excessive deficit procedure, finding that the country reduced its general government deficit below 3% of GDP last year to comply with Stability and Growth Pact rules. Now, aside from Slovenia, the Commission has recommended to the Council of the EU to close the excessive deficit procedure for Cyprus and Ireland as well. In country-specific recommendations, the Commission has issued 4 to Slovenia, with several concrete proposals for budgetary and reform action this year and the next. The country is also advised to set a medium-term budgetary objective that respects the requirements of the Stability and Growth Pact to strengthen the fiscal framework by appointing an independent fiscal council and by amending the Public Finance Act. On the line to talk us through this is our foreign correspondent from Slovenia. It's Marcia. Good afternoon, Marcia. Yes. I mean, obviously this is a big story for Slovenia. Can you just sort of talk us through it from your angle, please?
Ja, mi se s tem ukvarjamo s to debato že en čas, ker predvsem zaradi tega, ker nam nekako ne uspeva tega problema rešiti, ne. In cela država se že s tem ukvarja od prvega kmeta na njivi do predsednika države. In nekako ne najdemo rešitve, no.
Sure. Well, I mean, many people would hear you say that and wonder exactly what that might mean for the future. I mean, is there a lot of speculation as to what might change?
Ne, mislim, da se bomo kar tega še naprej držali in bomo nekako speljali svojo zgodbo. Ne bomo veliko se s tem sploh ukvarjali.
Yes, I hear that as well. But could you maybe expand a little bit on that particular angle, which I think is what many people would be interested in learning about?
Ja, veste, nekako smo se odločili, da ne bomo se s tem dolgo ukvarjali in da bomo pač enostavno pustili stvari, da se odpeljajo svojo pot. Lejte, vse države imajo neke svoje države, pa jih imamo lahko tudi mi, ne?
Yeah, I mean, that's it in layman's terms, I suppose. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't agree, though, would they? I mean, this is what the Commission have said. They've warned that public expenditure on long-term care is projected to more than double by 2060, and that's due to population ageing, and that's a significant fiscal sustainability challenge, of course. I mean, what's the key to the population in Slovenia in terms of ageing? I mean, what is being done?
Mi smo se pač odločili, da se enostavno res ne bomo s tem ukvarjali. Mi bomo pač to, kar komisija pravi, nas sploh ne zanima. Mi bomo delali svoje.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure I agree. I mean, if in terms of they're looking at reducing bad loans, and this is obviously an aged population have taken them out early on, but don't the these loan rates of the GDP remain high compared to those pre-crisis levels? I mean, isn't that true, wouldn't you say?
Ne, sploh ne. To niti približno ni res. Ne vem, kje imate te podatke, ampak mi pač tega ne podpiramo.
Yeah, and in layman's terms?
Protocol,
isto. Yes, I mean, I do hear what you're saying, but let me ask you as well what you think of this. And I'm going to quote here. This is from this is one of the recommendations from the Bank Asset Management Company. While progress has been made in the workout of the loan book, it remains a significant risk to the public finances of Slovenia. The recommendation is that measures must be taken to modernize public administration. What kind of measures is Slovenia taking?
Ja, to mi bomo pač enostavno spustili vse direktorje bank zdele, pa bomo pač zamenjali sami z osnovnošolskimi učitelji bomo zamenjali.
Tako. Okay, yeah. No, I do see that, but can I expand on that last point a little?
Ja, enostavno zdaj bomo vse osnovnošolske učitelje, ne, ki jih imamo, in bomo pač zamenjali te trenutne direktorje.
And that's to do with the business environment, yeah?
Yeah,
I mean, you mentioned tax compliance possibly there.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you, in terms of how offshore funds work in Slovenia, and we hear a lot about it in Britain, of course, but in terms of people being compliant with the tax arrangements, I mean, is it a problem over there?
Ne, sploh ne, mi nimamo nikakršnih težav z utajo davkov, to vse štima.
Yes, I mean, but isn't that saying really that that's the process to ensure long-term sustainability, though? Isn't that going to affect it?
Nikakor. Se pravim, zdaj bojo te osnovnošolski učitelji prišli in bojo vse zrihtali. Zdaj nas to ni noben problem.
Yeah, that makes sense. Finally, I mean, tell us a little bit about pension reform, because that's going to play a big part, isn't it, due to the aging population?
Ja, pač ljudje bojo zdaj delali do 80. leta, mi bomo v bistvu penzijo kar ukinili.
Ja, ja. No, you're absolutely right. And just a final word for us on the health system as well, because again, with the aging population, of course, that's going to be a drain on the health resources of Slovenia.
Ja, lejte, kaj tako bojo pač vsi ljudje delali, ne, do 80. leta, bo pač... To bo to.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I know. That's, no, very good. That's Marcia. She is a foreign correspondent. Live on the telephone from Slovenia this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. One of our foreign correspondents there on Talk Radio. That's just about it from us. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, 1 till 4 o'clock. Next, however, here on your Talk Radio, Yasmin Stardek to the Wrath of Khan. in for Sam Delaney, for he doesn't want to work a bank holiday,
no,
does he?
Why would he?
I mean, why would? Julia Hartley Brewer was off as well. So it's just me.
Slackers.
Holding the fort of the normals, and then you picking up the reins.
Yeah.
And riding us in. What to
yes,
the rest of the
to the rest of the week
day something. Okay, what are you doing?
Well, first of all, I'm going to dedicate today's show to all of those who have failed at life at the weekend as I have.
Why? What happened?
On so many levels. I got a puncture last night. I got shouted at by people on the road. I got passively aggressively bullied by posh people on the tube on Friday.
What were you doing?
I was doing nothing. I was looking in the opposite direction, sitting down, when there were a rather lanky lass who was stood up.
Yes.
Posh couple stood up, carrying bags of posh takeaway with a bottle of red wine.
Of course.
She stepped backwards and trod on me with some force, albeit accidentally.
Yep.
And I was taken quite aback.
Yes.
And I went, oh, and swore.
Oh, you said a swear.
I said a swear.
Oh, yeah.
Because it hurt. She trod right on my toenail and I could feel a bit of it hanging off in my shoe.
Nice.
And then let's just call them Cassie and Casper.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Because that was their names.
She said, oh, sorry. And I said, it's fine. But my toe was hurt. I was more concerned about my toe. She obviously then felt so bad that she went on and on about it, going, well, it's not as if it was wearing heels. And then another posh guy who happened to be sitting down next to me got talking to, let's call him Jasper.
Because that was his name.
They just then poshly started talking about me, with me sat there next to them.
About you?
Yeah, but without actually involving me.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they offered each other red wine and excluded, you know, I don't drink anyway, but it was all, I felt bullied.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
That's not what the show's about, by the way.
It's just some sort of therapy.
Yeah, you
bemoaning your life.
And the milk had gone off this morning and I forgot to buy loo roll. It's going well.
What did you use instead of loo roll, do we want to know?
There was some.
Oh, fine. Just not quite enough.
I'm beautiful.
Slightly weird image we've all got of you now, which I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to be able to shake.
Please stop it.
Although I probably have to if there's no loo roll.
Oh,
what?
Please. I think you might like to know that my trending review of this afternoon is Cass Ho.
Oh, that northern goth freak.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, look, Yasmin's with you from now. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.